right, all right, all right. Good morning, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline studio, and we're here till 5 a.m., as we are every weekday morning. I'm your overnight dude, 1 a.m. to 5 a.m., and it's Tuesday. That means it's 2 for Tuesday. Yeah, man, 2 for Tuesday. Get your requests in now. It's the 312-981-7200. One artist, two songs. Get them in now. We'll play them later. 312-981-7200. We are going to have a stand-up comedian who is also a giant wrestling fan. Marty DeRosa is going to join us. He's going to be performing tomorrow, Wednesday night, at Zany's in Chicago on Wells. And we're going to talk about his stand-up comedy, and he's got a couple of podcasts that we're going to get into as well. And he's going to be joining us after the 2 o'clock news. And then in just a few minutes, our good friend Tom Appel is going to join us, the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive and contributor to the Daily Drive blog. Lots of stuff to talk about, and he will answer any and all of your automotive-related questions and concerns. If you need some advice, if you got a question about cars and anything automotive, 312-981-7200. He's going to join us in a few minutes, so if you want to get in here, call now or text now. Any questions car-related to Tom, 312-981-7200. And we're also going to talk about the 2019 Best Buys that Consumer Guide put out, so we'll talk about that and much more, and answer any and all of your car-related questions. So, also coming up, 20 things every Illinoisan should eat at least once. We're going to get into that. We're also going to talk about great movies that got ignored by the Academy. And then Dan's going to give me a quiz a little bit later on. Let's say hello to my great producer, Dan Shagrew. Hello, Dan.
Howdy, Nick.
How are you, buddy?
Good, man. How about yourself?
I'm all right. So what's this quiz that you're going to throw at me later?
It's the original names of famous companies.
Oh,
and products.
Okay.
So Cheerios wasn't always Cheerios. It was something before it became Cheerios.
Ah, okay. And I'm supposed to figure out what it is.
It is multiple choice.
Oh, it's multiple choice. Well, that helps me considering how stupid I am. So anyway, Dan Shagrew is here, and we're here till 5 a.m. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. Any car-related questions coming up right now, and also 2 for Tuesday requests. Let me say hello to, in the newsroom, is Vic Vaughn. Hi, Vic.
Hey, good morning, sir.
How are you?
Doing very well, thank you.
Yeah, all right, man. And Vic will be reporting on the news all morning long until 5. And 312-981-7200 is the phone number. You can follow us on Twitter, too, at Nick D Show. The best way to stay connected, though, is on our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/Nick D Show, facebook.com/Nick D Show. And subscribe to our podcasts. They're very popular, and we thank you for that. And you can just go to WGN Radio, check out our podcast. Every second of every show is podcast. You can go to iTunes or any place where you get your podcast. Subscribe. It's free. They will automatically be sent to your device, and you can listen at your leisure, bro. So there you go. All right, well, that's what's coming up on the show this morning, and we want to hear from you. And cool. So it's Tuesday, and we're here, and let's get our first guest up here. It's our good friend Tom Appel. Tom, how are you?
I am good. Good morning.
Good morning to you, too, my friend.
Thanks.
Tell everybody about Consumer Guide Automotive and all that cool stuff.
Yeah, we've been around for like 50 years or something crazy like that. I've been hanging around with Consumer Guide for the better part of 20 years. We were best known for our monthly print magazines, but we went online in 1995 and never looked back. All of our new car and used car reviews live at consumerguide.com. We try to have some fun with what's going on in the auto world, and that's at our blog, the cgdailydrive.com blog.
Yes, and I can't wait to talk to you about Rand Road later.
Good.
I'm very excited about talking about Rand Road with you. So that people can actually go to consumerguide.com and cgdailydrive.com for more information, and follow you on Twitter at car_guy_tom. That's car_guy_tom. They can follow you on Twitter. All right.
Yep.
Right out of the gate, Tom, what have you been driving? What have you guys been driving lately?
Wow. I have just gotten into the all-new Lexus ES350. That is Lexus's largest midsize sedan. It's the least sporty of their sedans. It's kind of like the realtor car, if I could sum up what it is. It is a supremely quiet and refined and roomy car, perfect for four adults, excellent highway car. I am driving the hybrid version of the vehicle. Traditionally, we've gotten great mileage with those. I'm looking forward to see what kind of mileage I get.
Wow, okay. And all right. And what have you driven anything else that you would like to mention?
Yeah, you know what? What did I just get out of? I just got out of something really interesting. I just drove the GMC Terrain Black Edition, which is interesting. It's a GMC Terrain. That is GMC's compact crossover in just complete blackout trim. So gloss black wheels, no visible chrome. It's a package on the vehicle. It makes it look totally cruel and evil, but it's still just a fine little crossover.
Wow, that's cool. That's very, very cool. Are there certain types of cars? I don't think I've ever asked you this, Tom. Are there certain types of cars that you enjoy driving more than others?
Yeah, I'm kind of a big fan of wagons, which are completely dead. I haven't seen a wagon in a long time.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, because they're a little bit perverse, but I really like sporty crossovers. Any BMW X3 or X5 that has an M near the name for their M Sport division, I don't know why I like those, because it just seems slightly wrong, but they really entertain me.
Why does it seem slightly wrong, Doug?
Because there was a time, especially BMW. BMW is like a company that any true auto enthusiast just rues the day they ever discovered the crossover. It was just so counter to what that company was about, and yet they started building crossovers, and their crossovers are awesome. They're as much fun to drive, almost, as their sedans and coupes, and it seems wrong, and yet somehow I take a weird pleasure in knowing that this big, heavy crossover also handles extremely well.
Okay. All right, Tom, hang on, okay?
Will do.
Okay, Tom Appel is here. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll jump more into car stuff, and we're going to talk about the 2018 Best Buys, and also take your calls and texts at 312-981-7200. Any and all car questions or concerns, if you need advice, automotive questions in general, 312-981-7200 for talk and text. Get those in now, and Tom will be happy to help you out. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we are live in the Allstate Skyline studio. It's Tuesday. That means 2 for Tuesday. Yeah, man, 2 for Tuesday. Get your requests in now, 312-981-7200, and we'll play them a little bit later on. Coming up after the 2 o'clock news, stand-up comedian Marty DeRosa is going to join us. And we're going to talk comedy and wrestling and all kinds of cool stuff. He's got a gig tomorrow night, Wednesday, at Zany's on Wells. And we'll talk to him about that. Much more, too. Again, 312-981-7200 for talk and text and for any car-related and automotive-related questions, because Tom Appel is here, the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. He contributes to their Daily Drive blog. You can follow him on Twitter at car_guy_Tom. And let's welcome Tom back to the show. Tom, welcome back.
Thank you.
All right. So this is that time of year with the Consumer Guide Best Buys. Tell us all about that.
Yeah, thanks. As many people know, there's an awful lot of new vehicles available out there for you to choose from, something like 350 different models available. What we try to do, and what we've been doing at Consumer Guide since like 1970, is to break that segment, break that whole field of vehicles down as much as possible, and make it easier for people to make good choices. So we've divided up the entire market into 22 different segments, and in each one of those segments or classes, we pick the two or three or one best vehicle that we think is most deserving of your attention and test drive opportunity.
And so you guys have been doing this since, you said, like 1970, huh?
The Best Buy list, I think, came out in 1970 for the first time.
Wow. Oh, wow. Now, what's the criteria, Tom?
That's a good question. And it's slightly subjective, but we have four full-time editors, and we sit down with a year's worth of notes, three large pizzas, and lock ourselves in a room. And that usually takes 9 to 12 hours to get through this entire list.
Wow.
But the first thing we're looking for is dollar value in each classification. We want to see the most stuff for the least money. But after that, it really comes down to things like look and feel and just the general experience of having the vehicle. And it's very specific to each category. So if we're looking at subcompact crossovers, we don't worry too much about rear seat legroom, because the people who buy those vehicles aren't really worried about putting adults in the back seat. But if you're looking at a large crossover, we care a great deal about that. So we're making sure that a vehicle fits its segment especially well, and that people looking for it are going to find exactly what they're looking for in that vehicle. Additionally, we care an awful lot about how a vehicle feels. It should feel balanced. It should feel normal. It doesn't necessarily have to be sporty, though we prefer that, but it should just feel very good, and it should feel like you're in control of that vehicle when you're driving it.
Okay. And you know, this, I'm assuming that this is a pretty lively discussion that you guys have there from between, you know, for 9 hours and or 12 hours in there. Does it ever get like? Do you guys ever have disagreements?
Oh yeah. Yeah, there's a couple of those that come down to the very end. In fact, I lost an argument. There's a vehicle, the Cadillac XTS, which we actually learned now is being discontinued anyway. It's a fairly traditional vehicle and probably in the line of what we used to call a DeVille at Cadillac. Mm. I like it because it is big, it is roomy. It's a very good highway car, and it's a very... It is a very unchallenging vehicle. There's just not a lot of technology to it. There is, but it's not as aggressively high-tech as a lot of other vehicles, especially a lot of luxury vehicles now. I really supported this one for a Best Buy. I got shot down by the rest of the staff.
Wow.
Yeah, but in our voting, I cast just one vote, so I couldn't fight back.
Ah, okay. All right, well, let's go through some of these categories, shall we?
Sure.
All right, how about subcompact car?
Yeah, so subcompact car, that is the smallest vehicle. That is the cheapest vehicle that you can buy these days. Our picks here are both from Kia, which is interesting. There's the Kia Soul, mm-hmm. which is very inexpensive, and we like it basically because it's extremely refined for the money, and you can get a fair amount of safety equipment in that. That's the Kia Rio. I'm sorry, the Kia Rio. The Kia Soul is one of the last of the boxy cars. If people remember the Nissan Cube and the Scion XB, those all faded our way. But the Kia Soul, for whatever reason, caught on, and we just love that boxiness. It just makes great use of space. The vehicle's fun to drive. It's reasonably fuel efficient. And prices, especially at the low end of it, very accessible.
Okay. All right. That's for people looking for a subcompact car. And now we'll just go to compact, which, yeah, is next.
Yeah, there's one car here that I think people expect to find on this list, and we're always happy when it makes it to the list, and that's the Honda Civic.
Yeah, that car, that's one of the most popular cars of all time.
It is, and deservedly so, and the newest version of it is just a wonderful vehicle. If you're looking for a small vehicle that not a lot of surprises, but just feels great and offers a lot of content for the money, the Civic is great. New to our list this year is the Honda Insight. Mm. This is an interesting vehicle. There was a vehicle called Insight that came out back when the Prius did all those years ago, and it was very aggressively styled, and it looked like a hybrid. It felt like a hybrid. And, the new Insight's a very different vehicle. It's about the size of a Civic. It is a hybrid. There's nothing else you need to know about it. It's not plug-in hybrid. It's just very nice, balanced, small car that happens to get 50 miles per gallon. We love it.
Wow. Okay. All right. What about the premium compact car? You guys only chose one here.
We just chose one. And that's a tough segment for us because there's a lot of great things in there, the BMW 3 Series, for example. But we like the Audi A4. It is fun to drive. It is good-looking, incredibly beautiful cabin. But the nice thing about it is compared to the other vehicles in that class, fairly affordable to start off. Now, you can load it up and make it very expensive if you want to, but it's accessible.
Mm, okay. All right. And now we're getting into the midsize category. Midsize car?
Yeah, this is a great moment for us because it's back to where it should be. It's as if the stars have realigned. We have the Honda Accord and Toyota Camry, which for years were in this category alone, but recently that hadn't been the case. But for 2019, the Accord and Camry are back. We feel really great about them. And the new Honda Accord is probably one of my favorite affordable cars of all time. Just a great car.
Yeah, and now how often are these, like, you know, like you got your Honda Civic, you got your some of these, how often do these cars show up on these lists at the end of the year?
In the case of the Accord and the Civic, they should be on everyone's list. They're just so undeniably good. And the Accord tends to show up on lists like Car and Driver's Top 10. I think it's been on that list for 20 or 25 years.
Yeah, wow. Okay. And then premium midsize.
Yeah, the Acura TLX and the Lexus ES. And you couldn't have two more different vehicles in a single category. The Lexus ES is the one I mentioned that I'm driving right now. The Acura TLX is a little bit smaller and a whole lot sportier. It gives up some rear seat space, but it is spry. It's fun to drive, very aggressively styled, and the prices they start very affordably.
Okay, and then we're getting into the big cars now. Large car, what do we got here?
Uh-huh. We have the Buick LaCrosse and the Toyota Avalon. Both those vehicles right about the same price. The LaCrosse is nice because it's available with all-wheel drive. Lots of space up front for taller people. And just very quiet cabin. It's what Buick is famous for. The Avalon is similar, not quite as quiet, but a really excellent highway car.
How popular are large cars now, Tom?
They're about dead.
Are they? Yeah.
Yeah, that is a segment that may just go away very soon.
Mm-hmm. All right, well then, premium large car while it lasts. What was that?
Yeah, the Cadillac CT6. That's one of the vehicles we found that the General Motors will be killing in the next couple of years.
Yeah.
But we like the CT6 because it is especially affordable in that category if you're shopping at the low end of that segment. There is a turbocharged four-cylinder version of that that is extremely refined and can be had much more affordably than something like a 7 Series BMW or an S-Class Mercedes.
Okay. All right, now sporty performance car.
Yeah, three very different vehicles here, but they're all fun to drive. The traditionalists are going to love the Ford Mustang. That's rear drive, big V8 engine. This is our favorite of the cars like that. The Mazda Miata is just the pure sports car. It's small, it's honest, it's fun to drive. Not as affordable as it used to be, but still a really good deal. And for people who just like something spry and functional, we have the Volkswagen Golf GTI, which is one of my favorite vehicles you can buy these days.
Yeah. Did you ever think that under the category of sporty performance car, a Volkswagen would be in there?
Only because the GTI has been changing the image of Volkswagen for about 20 years now.
Yeah.
That's a delight. But no, at one point in time, it didn't seem like something that Volkswagen would ever build.
Yeah. And how often is the Mustang mentioned in this category? Because that's my favorite car of all time.
Yeah, and that's really popular in that category right now. Unfortunately, the price has been going up. It's not as affordable as it used to be, but for a really balanced sporty GT car, or what we used to call a pony car, it's an excellent choice. And it's got a couple other things going for it, like a legitimate trunk and real rear seat space.
Mm.
So it's not really laden with compromise for what it is.
Okay. All right. And then the premium sporty performance car, and you go with a classic here.
Yeah, you got to go Corvette here, and it's almost always going to be Corvette at Consumer Guide, simply because the Corvette has been so good for so long, but it's also ridiculously affordable if you equip it right. For a car with almost supercar-like performance, you can still put one together for probably around $65,000.
Wow.
So much cheaper than the other cars in that class.
Okay. All right. Listen, Tom, hang on, okay?
Will do.
All right, we're talking about the Best Buys of 2019, and they're available online right now, and it's the Consumer Guide Best Buys for 2019. We've got a few more categories to talk about, plus there's other car news to jump into, and any questions that you have or concerns or you need advice on car or automotive-related questions, call or text right now at 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. More with Tom after we take this break for the news on WGN. How's everybody doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline studio, and we are here until 5 a.m. It's Tuesday. That means two for Tuesday. Yeah, man, two for Tuesday. One artist, two songs. Get your requests in now. We'll play them later. 312-981-7200. That's also the number to call or text right now if you have any automotive related questions at all. If you need advice and you're looking for answers about cars and automotive stuff, Tom Appel is with us, the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. You can follow him on Twitter at car_guy_Tom. He joins us once a month. We're going to get back to our conversation talking about the 2019 Best Buys that were chosen by Consumer Guide Automotive. Also, coming up after 2 o'clock, after the news, Marty DeRosa is going to join us. He's going to be performing tomorrow night, Wednesday, at 8 o'clock at Zany's in Chicago on Wells. He also has a couple of interesting podcasts, too, and he's a big fan of pro wrestling, so I think we're going to get along very well. So that's all coming up. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Talk and text and any questions about cars, and let's get Tom Appel back to the show. Hi, Tom.
Hello.
All right. Let's continue with the Best Buy stuff here so that we can get.
Okay.
And we were at, now we're at subcompact crossover. Easy for me to say.
Yeah, we've got three interesting choices here. One is the Honda HR-V. This is beloved by our staff for its functionality. The rear seat folds up, and you can put a bike in there. It is an upright, space-efficient vehicle, easy to park. It's kind of sprightly. Honda price, good mileage. Just an easy choice in that category. Hyundai Kona is all new from Hyundai.
Hmm.
This is more of a wagon-ish. Kind of a lower vehicle than the other. Very refined, very quiet, and a lot of vehicle for the money. And then the Nissan Rogue Sport is an interesting vehicle in that it's kind of a small compact or a large subcompact, but it's one of the vehicles with the best rear seat space in the class, and we like it for that.
Oh, cool. Very, very cool. And what, in the premium subcompact crossover?
Yeah, we put just one vehicle here, and that's the Volvo XC40. That's a brand-new vehicle from Volvo. Different versions of their 2-liter turbo available for that car. It is very quick, but it's also gorgeous. The interior design is fabulous, exterior design. I think it's exactly what people in this category are looking for. They have an interior treatment called Lava that actually has orange carpeting, which sounds incredibly 70s, but somehow Volvo makes it work.
Is that right?
It's a really nice, high-design, stylish vehicle.
Wow, that's cool. All right, the compact crossover.
We like the Mazda CX-5. That is one of the sportiest vehicles in that class and also one of the most nicely built. The cabin is gorgeous. And the Nissan Rogue wins our praise for really serious space efficiency. It's just a lot of space in the cabin for people and stuff. It also rides very well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then the premium compact crossover.
Acura RDX is an easy choice for us. This is a very sporty vehicle. Looks aggressive, feels aggressive, but it's very refined. But it's just a lot of fun to drive. Mm. And then all new from Infiniti is the QX50. This is a good-looking vehicle, a little bit less sporty than the RDX, but new engine. This has got the world's first variable compression engine under the hood of it, and I managed to take one of those on a long trip, and I was really happy with the power and the fuel economy.
What's that go for?
The QX50 I drove was about $55,000, and I think they start right around 40, low 40s.
Mm, okay, all right. I saw commercials for that car. It looks pretty cool.
Yeah, there's going to be a big push on that one, I think.
Okay, midsize crossover.
Midsize crossover, we've got two traditional favorites back on this list. The Honda Pilot, hard to beat because it's surprisingly sporty for the category, but good use of space, good fuel economy. We also have the Toyota Highlander, which is sort of the opposite of that vehicle. It's a little less sporty, but it's a lot more refined, an excellent highway car if you're going on a long trip with the family.
Okay. The premium midsize crossover.
Acura MDX, which is sort of Acura's version of the Honda Pilot. Very nice vehicle, sporty, beautiful cabin. And the Volvo XC90, like the XC40 we're just talking about, kind of a high-style vehicle. Very good fuel economy, great use of space, and a gorgeous cabin.
Mm, okay. And a large crossover or SUV?
Yep, that's the Ford Expedition this year. It displaced the Dodge Durango, which has been on our list for a number of years. But yeah, the new Expedition, which is huge and can be had in huge or huger form, if you go with the longer wheelbase example, very refined, beautiful cabin. All of these vehicles in this class are very expensive. That's something you just have to brace yourself for. But the Expedition comes at kind of at the low end of that. Comes only with an EcoBoost 3.5-liter V6 attached to a 10-speed automatic. Despite its power, despite its mass, fuel economy isn't terrible, which is one of the things that endears it to us.
Okay. And then the premium large SUV.
Yeah, we had a lot of picks here for different reasons. The Audi Q7 is sort of the classy pick in that category. It's roomy. It's got an Audi interior and really refined drivetrain. Cadillac Escalade, if you need to haul or tow, this is the vehicle for you. You have a really nice cabin. You've got their Corvette Drive 6.2-liter V8, which is awesome in that vehicle. Just if you need something this big, mm-hmm. We don't really condone buying something this big, but if you need something this big, that's the way to go. Lincoln Navigator, very similar vehicle. Not quite as punchy, but beautiful cabin.
Okay. And then minivan.
Yep. One pick there, and that's the Chrysler Pacifica. That is far and away the highest style and most luxurious vehicle in that class. Really just a knockout.
And you also chose that for family vehicle as well.
We did, yeah. Yep.
Okay, and then compact pickup.
The Chevy Colorado and GMC Canyon, which are our companion vehicles, both from General Motors, we like those just because they're a really good size. They're sort of 7-8 scale large trucks. The available V6 can do a lot of towing. Most people don't need more truck than this, and we like those a lot. The Honda Ridgeline is kind of the sporty version of those two. A little bit less capable in terms of payload and towing, but it's also easier and more fun to drive.
Okay, and then we got the large pickup.
Yep, the big trucks, the Ram 1500, hard to beat that. Beautiful cabin. That was redesigned for 2019. Legitimately luxury fittings when you get to the more expensive versions of that vehicle. And then we have the Chevy Colorado and GMC Canyon. Those are companion vehicles from General Motors. We like those a lot for their powertrains. The available 5.3-liter V8 is now available with something they call dynamic engine control, which allows it to go down to just two cylinders as necessary. So the fuel economy there is surprisingly good for a big pickup.
Okay. And then finally, the electric car.
Yeah, we're going with the Chevy Bolt. It's the most range for the buck, and it's fun to drive.
Okay. Well, there they are. And people can check this out. It's online right now, correct?
Yep, just went live tonight.
Just went live. Okay, so make sure you check it out at consumerguide.com and cgdailydrive.com, and those are the 2019 best buys, and you can check it all out on the website. We got a couple of texts here, Tom.
Okay.
Steve in Indian Head Park says, would your guest recommend Audi A3 versus the Audi A4? Thank you.
Wow, I would call those both compact. The Audi A3, a little bit less expensive than the A4. The A3 is based on the Volkswagen Golf. That's Volkswagen's MQB architecture. It is the spunkier, sportier version of the two. The A4 is a little bit more refined. You're going to pay $5,000-$6,000 more for the A4. It's a little bit bigger, a little bit more sophisticated, nicer interior. It kind of depends on what you're looking for and how much you want to pay. And now that I'm an old man, I'd probably go with the A4.
Okay. 847 area code says, are there certain tire brands that are better than others? How about Pirelli?
Yeah, when I recommend tires, and I don't know that much about them because I don't ever get to check or try out different tires on the same vehicle, so it's hard for me to make this kind of assessment. But it's more important what you avoid than what you get. And you want to make sure you're not buying some cheap knockoff tire that comes from another country that you can't identify.
Yeah.
Among the good brands, they're all reasonably good depending on the model. And I seriously recommend checking out a website, something along the lines of the Tire Rack, and seeing the consumer reviews on those tires on the application you're buying it for.
Oh.
But Pirelli is a brand of long standing, known for their high performance tires. They can be expensive in some applications, and they're not always the best, but they're probably a good safe pick if you don't want to do a lot of research.
Okay. 309 area code says, how do you feel about the Chevy Cruze?
I like the Cruze. That's one of the vehicles that's going to be discontinued in the next couple of years. It is compared to the Honda Civic, which they're both compact cars. It's not as much fun to drive as the Civic, but it's a little bit quieter, and the cabin is arguably nicer.
Okay. 414 area code says, Nick, I'd like to know Tom's opinion on the big three American automakers virtually eliminating the large, midsize, and compact sedans from their lineup. Despite slow sales and limited profits, aren't they handing increased sales to the Japanese, Korean, and European brands? Not everyone wants to drive a CUV, SUV, or light truck, or a non-American brand.
Yeah, that is a great question, and I think your caller is making an interesting point, but I don't think they're handing anything to anybody. If you think about the minivan market, when it exploded in the mid-80s, everyone got into it. At one point, there were 33 different minivans available.
Wow.
And yeah, it's just an amazing number, but that market never got bigger. And that was just a handful of people playing for the smaller segment. And I think that's what's going to happen with sedans. And I think that the Toyota Camry and the Honda Accord will always be there, maybe the Nissan Altima. But I think that market is going to shrink to the point where there isn't going to be room for competition.
Okay. And 607 says, I recently purchased a 2015 Chevy Malibu LT. I'd like Tom's pros and cons of that, please.
Of the 2015 Malibu?
Yeah.
I thought it was weird looking. There's a con. I thought it was extremely refined with a nice cabin. I think it's a nice vehicle overall.
Okay. All right. Before we we'll break here, what are your thoughts on this whole GM thing? 14,000 jobs from North America are going to be gone. They're no longer going to make six cars. They're taking those off. How do you feel about this?
Yeah, there's a couple of interesting points about this. One, the most important one is that General Motors is actually in excellent financial health. This is a strange for General Motors, not strange if you look at it analytically, a preemptive strike against a coming recession and a shrinking demand for sedans. There was a time before Mary Barra was the CEO of General Motors where General Motors only cared about market share and total sales, and General Motors used to be the biggest car company on the planet. They've given up sales now in Russia, South Africa, and Europe, and other markets, and their profits have risen, and it's a whole different mindset there, and they're not going to chase sales with cars they're not making money on now. So, yeah, this feels draconian, and it's surprising, I think, to a lot of people. It surprised me, but it's probably not a mistake.
Yeah. And the six vehicles that they're not going to be doing anymore, it's the Buick LaCrosse, the Cadillac CT6, the Cadillac XTS, the Chevrolet Cruze, the Chevrolet Impala, and the Volt, which you guys voted for electric car.
Yeah. Yeah, the Volt's an interesting pick, and I don't think that we've seen the last of the Volt. I think that because it's a car and because it's sedan-like, it just doesn't have the appeal it used to, but that drivetrain can easily be moved to something in a, more of a crossover-like. So I think we're going to see the Volt tech drivetrain show up elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about the rest of these cars? How do you feel about them not going to be doing them anymore?
Yeah, they're surprising. The Cadillac CT6 is the most disappointing because that was an all-new design, an all-new rear-drive design, world-class multi-metal architecture. It was really an interesting, high-tech, promising vehicle that they couldn't give away. And it's so disappointing, and they never really got their foot in the door, and now that market is shrinking, and they're going to let it go. And that car had potential.
Okay. All right. Well, it's always sad to hear this kind of stuff happen, you know?
It is. It is.
Yeah. And on such a large scale here, too. I mean, this is big. This is big. 14,000 jobs from North America alone. So.
Yeah. I think that Ford opened the door for this announcement when they announced they were going to be dropping a bunch of sedans. And I think we're waiting for FCA, that's Fiat Chrysler, to announce some product deletions as well.
Okay. So it's happening all over.
I think so, yeah.
All right, Tom. Hang on, okay?
Will do.
All right, Tom Appel is with us, and you can follow him on Twitter at car_guy_Tom. Consumer Guide Automotive is what we're talking about, and we've got more car-related stories to talk about and any car and automotive questions that you have, 312-981-7200. More with Tom after this. All right. And welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline Studio, 18 stories above beautiful downtown Chicago. We're here till 5 a.m. It's Tuesday, 2 for Tuesday. Yeah, man, 2 for Tuesday. Get your requests in now. One artist, two songs, 312-981-7200. Steve Grzanich coming up with the opening bell at 5. Steve Cochran coming up at 6. And coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio. My guest right now is Tom Appel. He's the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. He contributes to their Daily Drive blog, consumerguide.com and cgdailydrive.com for more information. And you can follow him on Twitter at car_guy_Tom. If you have a car-related question or you need some advice, any automotive question, get him in now, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Let's welcome Tom back to the show. Tom, welcome back.
Thank you.
You guys have some test drives that were on the CG Daily Drive.
Yeah.
The 2018 Lexus LS 500H.
Uh-huh.
How often do you guys publish test drives on the...
We process those as quickly as we can because we like to get them up while they're relevant. And that particular vehicle is relatively new. That was redesigned last year. The Lexus LS is Lexus's large car flagship. It is V8 powered, rear driver, all wheel drive, and it's sort of positioned against things like the BMW 7 Series or the Mercedes S Class.
And it got a pretty good rating from you guys.
Yeah, we liked it a lot. It is a big car. Compared to those vehicles I just mentioned, it's a little bit more affordable. It's also just a little bit less extroverted. The Lexus styling lately has been fairly dramatic, but the cars themselves are more about refinement than they are sportiness, and this car really carries on with that particular theme. It's roomy. The interior is... The thing about Lexus is that the assembly quality is just top-notch, and the materials are usually close to top-notch, and the result is just an interior that looks... you're almost afraid to touch anything because it's just so nicely laid out and tight and tidy.
Yeah.
But this vehicle is quick. It's refined. It's just a nice car. This is one of those markets that's shrinking. I don't know how long this vehicle is going to be around, but if you were looking at a car in this segment and you're starting to think that the Mercedes and the Lexus cars are getting a little expensive, or I'm sorry, the Mercedes and the BMWs, this is the one you check out.
Okay. All right. And you've got the Jeep Compass Latitude.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, how'd that go for you?
Yeah, that one good. Latitude is a mid-trim level on the Compass. The Compass is a compact crossover, and it's one of Jeep's best-selling vehicles. And whenever you hear about Jeep sales going up, Compass is one of the vehicles that keeps going up and up and up sales-wise. A lot of appeal here. It's called Jeep, and that seems to be something that sells vehicles all by itself anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a nicely sorted vehicle. Good room front and rear, reasonable fuel economy. Not super happy with the 2.4-liter quote-unquote Tiger Shark engine, which is going to be a little rough and a little noisy, but it does provide good power.
Okay. You know, I noticed, looking at the breakdown for your test drives that you guys do, is there a minimum amount of miles driven that you guys have before you...
We really want to get four people through it, and we try to get like 100 miles per person on it. That doesn't usually work out. You'll see that most of our vehicles have at least 250 miles tested on them. It doesn't always work that way, but we do what we can.
Okay. All right. And how important is that to as part of the evaluation?
It's important for us when we're trying to get really good fuel economy numbers.
Okay.
If we have two guys that travel a long way to get to and from work, that's me and a guy named John, and two guys that live in the city near the office, so their mileage is usually really bad, and our mileage is usually pretty good.
We
like to average them all.
There you go. Okay, yeah. That makes sense. All right, so you like to write some fun stuff on the ECGDailyDrive.com, and you wrote a piece about Rand Road. Tell everybody about Rand Road and Palatine.
Yeah, I moved to Palatine in 1973, and I was a youngster at the time, and Palatine was fairly rural. At the time, I've written about that before, and it's allowed me to do things in cars that weren't safe or weren't smart, but that's what we did. That's what we did in the day. But one of the great mysteries of Palatine, and it was just sort of at the northwest corner of what was Chicago at the time, was that as you left town on Rand Road and crossed Lake Cook Road, you entered in this great zoning no man's land that wasn't a city, and I don't even know what county it was attached to. Well, it was Lake County. But there was the craziest collection of adult bookstores, gentlemen's clubs, and really, really seedy-looking bars.
Mm.
And I couldn't make sense of it when I was really young, but they were still there when I was in high school, but I was way too afraid to explore them.
Yeah.
They were just so far beyond my ken. But it was those things, the gentlemen's clubs and the seedy bars, and a couple of really cheesy, really seedy-looking used car lots.
Yeah.
That's what was out there at the time. And I don't know what happened when, but the residents of Lake County kind of said no to a lot of the stuff that was there. And a lot of that stuff got zoned or just pressured out. But the used car lots remained. Now, they're not as bad as they were, but there is some remnants of what truly looked like a used car lot from the 50s. And I tried to capture those in a photo essay.
Yeah. Well, it's great. And also, I love the fact that there was a collection of, in the past, used car dealerships, none of them were branded, and none of which had more than like a dozen vehicles in inventory. I find that very amusing. I don't know.
Yeah, I just get the sense that these guys, like, they need to sell a car to buy a car. There's just no extra money.
And now, so what does it look like now? I mean, it's obviously much different now.
It is, because a couple of things have happened. Like, an enterprise moved in out there, and they're selling used rental cars, and a very large Toyota dealer moved in. And that's changed the complexion of the area. But a lot of the old buildings that were these cheesy dealerships are still there.
Mm.
And there is some seediness to them. They do these buy-here, pay-here plans. A lot of them do business in Spanish, because there's a lot of people in Palatine that don't speak English that are looking for more affordable vehicles. And this place tends to cater to that market. And they tend to have a lot of very high-mileage vehicles that look good, but maybe may not be the best choices.
Yeah.
But it looks less seedy than it used to, but there's just still a little bit of enough of that old crazy seedy plaid coat vibe.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so interesting to see how, places where, you grew up and how completely different they are now, than what you remember. I think you and I are around the same age.
Yep.
And I grew up in the city, and I grew up in what is now called Wrigleyville, but it was just Lakeview when I lived there. And to see how that's changed, because when I was growing up, Wrigleyville wasn't called Wrigleyville. It was not a good neighborhood. In fact, there were a lot of gangbangers, and it was a bad neighborhood, and there was graffiti all over the place. And it was not. It was just not. A great neighborhood. And now you can't even, you can't afford an apartment in that area, and how it's changed, especially near and around Wrigley Field, which has just been crazy. But to see these things change as you get older is always pretty interesting.
Yeah, and this area that I'm talking about here, this was just north of the 53 drive-in. And when I was in school, you just didn't go past the 53 drive-in on Rand at night. And if the cops found out you did, you were probably in trouble. And the crazy thing now is that if you go from Palatine past this area, which isn't nearly as disturbing as it once was, you get to Deer Park, which is this crazy upscale shopping center. Wow. So, yeah, a lot of this is gone now.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's always fun to go back and look at it, though. That's really funny. Really funny. All right, Tom, always a pleasure. People can check out consumerguide.com and the CGDailyDrive.com for more information. And follow Tom on Twitter at car_guy_Tom. And, Tom, we will talk to you in January. So, have great holiday, happy new year, and all that good stuff. And we'll talk to you in January.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, everyone. Thank you.
Same to you, Tom. All right, thanks again, buddy.
Take care.
There you go. Tom Appel, everybody. Always such a great guest and always really interesting and always likes to help people out with their car questions and concerns. And again, you can check him out. Follow him on Twitter at car_guy_Tom and check out consumerguide.com for all the latest information on what we've been just talking about. Okay, the news is coming up in just a couple of seconds here. All right, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGiulio here on 720 WGN, and we are live in the Allstate Skyline Studio. We are here until 5 a.m. It's Tuesday. That means two for Tuesday. Get your request in now. One artist, two songs. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We're going to be talking about what people from Illinois should eat all the time. And we're going to talk about movies, great movies, that were ignored by the Academy, not nominated for any Oscars. And we got a lot more to talk about coming up. But right now, I want to welcome to the show a stand-up comedian, Marty DeRosa. He is going to be performing tomorrow at 8 o'clock at Zany's, Wednesday night at Zany's. That's in the Chicago, downtown on North Wells. We have a link with on our Facebook page. And Marty is a stand-up comedian, but he also really loves pro wrestling. And so we're going to get along fine. Let me bring Marty into the show. Marty, welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, Nick. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Sure. Now, tell me a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
Originally from Northwest Indiana. Been in Chicago for quite a while now, so I consider myself more of a Chicagoan, I think, than a Hoosier at this point.
Yeah.
And doing comedy for a long time, and also, yeah, like you said, a big old wrestling fan from way back when, and I've kind of molded the two or blended the two together to kind of carve out my own little niche.
Well, it's really funny because I have not watched Monday Night Raw in a long time, but even
you're
before,
not missing anything.
I watched it last night, and it was the first time I watched it in a long time. And I had I knew that you were going to be on the show, but I didn't know that you were a wrestling fan. And so just by sheer coincidence, I watched all of Raw, and it was the first time the first time I watched Raw in like maybe a month and a half, 2 months.
So, okay,
how did you get into wrestling? What was it? Were you just from the old days, from the
from like Saturday mornings? I remember I was watching cartoons, and then once cartoons ended, I remember just like leaving the TV on, and then wrestling came on, and I was just like, "What is this?" And I remember specifically, like, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. I'm like, this guy's like a ninja, which I love ninja. I would, like, rent ninja movies all the time from the video store.
Right.
And I'm like, this guy's like a real-life ninja. And I couldn't even believe it. And I was hooked on that. Ever since then, I was just hooked.
Yeah. I'm with you, Marty. I started as a small kid. I started watching wrestling, and I've been a wrestling fan off and on, because, I mean, the product is not all that great right now. But I mean, I'm definitely a huge pro wrestling fan, and I've watched it for as long as I can remember, and it's easy to catch up. Like last night when I watched Raw, I mean, it's like you know, the storylines are just so, you know, repetitive. You can just jump right back in and be right back into it without missing a beat. So,
yeah, I feel like you might feel the same way. Like, if you're watching with me, I can get somebody who doesn't watch. Like, I've had roommates in the past who have been like, "Oh, you watch this all the time." And after like a couple weeks, they're just like, "Oh, they're wrestling again? Or have they figured out, like, you know,
yeah,
who's going to be the challenger for the big pay per view or whatever?" And there's a lot of like great independent wrestling in Chicago.
Yes.
That I do like commentary for that and stuff for, yeah, AAW in Chicago. So it's just very cool. It's just a cool world, and it's just one of those things where, since I was a little kid, like, if you were my friend, if we dated, like, you had to watch wrestling. That was just part of the deal.
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, I know Keith Lipinski real well.
Yeah, Dr. Keith.
Yeah, yeah, he's a good guy, man. He's been a friend of mine for a long time, and I have him on periodically, you know, just to talk wrestling. We have him on every couple of months or so. Good old. I've known him for a long, long time. The stand-up stuff, when did that come into it? When did that come into it?
I started doing stand-up probably about 12 years ago, and it was weird because, like, I had no performance background, just one of those things. Like, I remember, again, going back to being a kid and looking through the TV guide, and when I would see, like, a name on one of the late-night shows, I would get excited, thinking, like, hopefully this is a stand-up comedian. And if it was, like, a country singer or something I just didn't know, I'd be like, oh, man, I thought it was going to be a stand-up comedian. And with, like, Comedy Central and everything, it was just one of those things where I just would always watch it. And I don't know, just one day I was like, I think I can do this. And I was dating somebody who, they were like, oh, yeah, my friend is going to Chicago to do an open mic. And I was like, that's how you do this? And this was, like, before there were podcasts or websites that, like, walked you through everything. So, right, I kind of had to figure it out on my own. And, you know, you'd get, like, a reader and be like, okay, here's the comedy section. That's improv. That's this. Okay, there's stand-up. So... And the first time I went to Zany's, I was like, "Oh, this is like possible. Like, I think I can do this."
Yeah, I did it for a little while, and I just played exclusively at Zany's. Bert was kind enough to let me do the last Wednesday of the month for a few years, and that's a great room, man. That is like that's the best. That place is it's the best.
It's like a classic. It's the most classic comedy club. And you know, if you're going to film something or whatever, like, that took place in a comedy club, like, you just go there. They have the old headshots on the wall, and the place is like, you know, when you do comedy enough, you know, kind of like the rooms you like and how everything should be a certain way. And, yeah, we're lucky enough in Chicago to have, like, a lot of places where it's just like, this is the way it should be.
Yeah. 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 Now tell me about your podcasts.
I have a podcast with my girlfriend called Marty and Sarah Love Wrestling. And it's kind of like a silly, kind of like Comedy Bang Bang meets pro wrestling. And we, you know, we definitely don't take wrestling very seriously at all. We have a lot of fun with it.
Oh, that's cool. That's very, very cool. Now, you did have a podcast called Wrestling with Depression. Can you tell me a little bit about that one?
Yeah, I had that for, man, I had that for like 6 years. It was basically a podcast where we talked about mental illness. So every guest I had on... dealt with mental illness in some shape or form. And basically it was just kind of a podcast where people talked about, you know, doing stuff, being an artist, performer, whatever, in spite of having mental illness and kind of like not letting it stop them and kind of celebrating the fact that a lot of people in the entertainment world, you know, a lot of people suffer from mental illness, but kind of spotlighting more the fact that, you know, people were still getting awesome stuff done.
Yeah, well, that's cool, man. Very, very cool. So you suffer from depression, Marty?
Yeah, absolutely. Since I was a kid, it was just like, you know, just something that I had dealt with. And as I got older, started going to therapy and stuff like that. And I saw when I started doing stand up, I met so many more other people,
yeah,
who had the sort of the same things. And I'm trying, you know, how this is with performers and writers and stuff. And you would sit around at bars and we would just, how are you doing? I'm doing okay. How are you doing? And, you know, as comics with sort of more, you know, a little darker sense of humor, we would joke about things. And
yeah,
I remember reading, I was reading like some self-help book and it was like, you know, Nick who wrestles with depression. And I was like, oh man, that's why I love wrestling. And we could talk about this. And I just sort of thought this would be an interesting podcast. And then when I would do it, people would write me and be like, I thought I was the only person who would feel that way or, you know, who had those kind of thoughts and things like that.
Yeah.
And it sort of You know, I would get like, I still to this day, like I'll be at a show or a wrestling show and someone will come up to me and they'll be like, hey man, that podcast helped me out, which is like the coolest thing in the world.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. How much of your struggle with mental illness and depression creeps into your material? Does a lot of that, do you get a lot of material out of that?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, people are like, oh, is like every joke about wrestling? And I'm like, no, not at all. Like, not, I'll reference wrestling here and there, but more so than anything, mental illness is sort of something that is a big part of the act. Like, I love the people who go to a therapist who, if I make jokes about, you know, what it's like to see a therapist, and I have a joke about, I think I'm my therapist's favorite, and, you know, things like that. And the competition you have between other, you know, patients and things like that. And, you know, I guess like a good joke is something where if somebody's never been to a therapist, they'll still say, oh, that's so fun to me.
Yeah.
And then, you know, people who do go are like, man, you nailed it right there. Like that's when you know you're doing a good job, I guess, when people are like, that's like perfect. Or like somebody who is a therapist who's like, oh, that's great. You like sort of nailed it on that end.
That's great, man. That's great. Performing tomorrow night, Wednesday night, 8 o'clock at Zany's, the one downtown on Wells. We have a link on our Facebook page for more information, and we're talking with Marty DeRosa. Okay, Marty, let's talk some wrestling, okay? Who's your favorite?
All right, let's get into it.
You have a favorite wrestler of all time?
Favorite wrestler of all time, I would probably go with Ric Flair.
Thank you. Thank you, my friend.
Yeah, you got it.
You are indeed right. He is the greatest, and no one, I mean, a lot of guys are good on the mic, but no one is better than Flair on the mic. No one.
No one's better, and that's sort of like one of the things that I enjoy with my podcast, where my girlfriend, she got into wrestling probably about like 6 years ago or so. So there's old stuff where like, someone will reference it or something, and she'll be like, what is that? And I'm like, oh, I got to play you this.
Yeah.
And you just get on YouTube, and you can just be like, check out this awesome thing. And to me, that just is like growing up with Ric Flair, with just the most like 80s, you know, looking like a million bucks and just screaming into a microphone. And I remember just being like, I don't know why, but this is the coolest guy ever. Like, I remember as a kid, the kids would be like, Hulk Hogan's my favorite. Now I'm like, no, Ric Flair. And if they didn't know who that was, they would be like, who is this Ric Flair guy you're talking about? And to me, it was just like, just night and day, the difference between those guys.
Oh, absolutely. No question about it. I still, you know, like, you know, one of my favorite things that Ric Flair has ever said was when he was obviously he cuts the best promos ever. But he like took off his shoes, which he was prone to do a lot during promos. Favorite was, he was talking to some member of the audience and he goes, my shoes cost more than your house, which is one of my favorite.
I believe he started that out with Fat Boy.
Fat Boy.
Yeah. And these shoes cost more money than your house.
Yeah.
And I mean, that was the thing too, was just like, you would always say how much everything cost.
Right.
You know, I have these $500 alligators on. I have this, and he would say, and he was always so, he would say the place he got, you know, probably got like a fun discount or whatever. He's like, I'm going to mention the place.
Right.
You know, he would always say to some guy in St. Louis, he'd get all his clothes from this guy in St. Louis. And I remember they would say, after the show in Atlanta, we're going to be at the hotel bar in the Omni. And it was just like, it was so great. And, to me, that was like, you understood where like, oh, this guy is so good because you want to pay money to watch the good guy beat him up.
Right.
But even when the good guy doesn't win, you're still kind of like, man, that's still kind of cool. He's still the champ.
Right. And I could, you know, and on YouTube has so much stuff, you know, you mentioned so much wrestling stuff, and there's a lot of Flair available on YouTube that you can watch. And I just love, one of my favorites is the several compilations they have of just Ric Flair flopping. I could watch that. I could watch that all day.
He's great. That's great. Or there's a compilation of Dusty Rhodes just like breathing in.
Yeah.
And I swear when I play it, I feel like I can't breathe because it's all just. And it's just like, you think you can't breathe. It's like, if you torture somebody, be like, just tie them up and play this. And they'll be like, please make it stop.
Who are some of your other favorites, Marty, besides Flair?
Like Shawn Michaels, from just like in-ring exciting matches. And then I got so hooked on like Japanese wrestling, and that's like right now what I think is just like some of the absolute coolest stuff is the Japanese wrestling. And those are the guys like when I see in person who I'll get like starstruck by, like There's this Kazuchika Okada who's like the one of the big, you know, the like the Rock or the Stone Cold of Japan. And I remember seeing him for the first time when they came to Chicago, and I was just like, it was like starstruck. They just are like, they're just some of the coolest dudes, and the wrestling style is so much more physical. So.
Yeah. Yeah, the Japanese wrestling style is amazing, and so is the luchador style. I love watching luchadors, man. I mean, there's
some of the best luchadors, a guy named Ray Phoenix and Pentagon. They're in Chicago all the time for AAW, mm-hmm. and it's just, like, such a treat to get to see them.
Yeah, well, that's cool. Well, listen, Marty, is it just the one show that you're doing tomorrow at Zany's?
Yeah, just one show, and then I've got some other shows coming up at the Rosemont Zany's, but just one tomorrow at the Zany's in Old Town.
Zany's in Old Town, and then you'll be out at the Rosemont. Is there a website that people can check out for your stuff?
It's all on the Zany's calendar, or yeah, you can head to MartyDeRosa.com or at MartyDeRosa on all the social media links.
There you go, MartyDeRosa.com. All right, lots of fun talking to you, man,
absolutely, man,
and break a leg, maybe come back again sometime. We'll talk more wrestling.
I would love to. Or talk movies. I'm a huge fan of the show, and I love your movie talk.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. And break a leg tomorrow night, okay?
Thanks. Will do.
All right, buddy. Take care. Marty DeRosa, everybody. Stand-up comedian, lover of pro wrestling. He's got a website. He's got a podcast with his girlfriend, Marty and Sarah Love Wrestling. So check that out. That's fun to talk about wrestling, and he's into comedy as well. Two things I love. All right, we'll take a break here on 720 WGN. Hey, we're back. It's Nick DiGilio here. We are live in the Allstate Skyline Studio here, and it's a Tuesday morning. Two for Tuesday. Get your requests in now. We'll play them later. And that is Two for Tuesday here. And that's 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Right here on WGN. Hey, listen, tonight I am hosting a screening of Scrooged with Bill Murray, and I hope you guys can make it. It's at the AMC Rosemont 18, formerly the Movie Co., and that starts at 8 o'clock, and you can go to amctheaters.com to get your tickets. It's only $10. Parking is free for the movie, but there's a special thing happening before the movie. It's courtesy of the Murray Brothers Caddyshack Restaurant and Bar, which is right down the road from the theater at the Crown Plaza Chicago O'Hare Hotel. And they're really being kind to my film club. So here's the deal: we're gonna have a little Christmas get together at the Murray Brothers Caddyshack Restaurant before the movie at 6 o'clock. So we're gonna meet at 6 o'clock and hang out and check out all the really cool stuff in the restaurant. That's at six. And then, we'll eat, and, they're offering 15% discount to film club members on food purchases. So if you've got your ticket, for Scrooge, you're proven that you're going to see Scrooge. You say you're part of the, Nick DiGilio Film Club, 15% off all your food. So that's a really great deal. And the food is really good there. It's a very cool place, and it'll be really, really cool to be in a place, you know, that is all about Bill Murray and his brothers, and then we're going to go see a movie with Bill Murray and his brothers in it. So it's going to be a really fun night. I hope everybody can make it out. So 6 p.m. at Murray Brothers Caddyshack Restaurant, which is located in the Crown Plaza Hotel. And then afterwards, we'll go over to the AMC Rosemont 18. It's just right down the street. And you will see Scrooged, the classic Bill Murray holiday movie. And it's going to be a fun night. And again, if you got your ticket for Scrooged, proof that you're going to go see Scrooged, say that you are with the Nick DiGilio Film Club. It's a 15% discount on all your food at Murray Brothers Caddyshack Restaurant. So we're going to meet at 6 o'clock, have some food, have some fun, get 15% off. Then we'll go over to the Rosemont 18, AMC Rosemont 18, and watch Scrooged, which is celebrating its 30th anniversary, if you can believe that. Scrooged is 30 years old. So it's going to be a fun night. So, again, if you want to reserve your tickets for the movie, reserve your seats, you can go to amctheaters.com, go to the seating chart, pick the seats that you want. They'll be waiting for you tonight. Movie starts at 8. Separate from the Caddyshack thing. It's $10 and parking is free. And then the Murray Brothers Caddyshack party will be, we'll start at 6 o'clock. We'll have some good food, get a 15% discount, and then see Scrooged. It's going to be a fun night, and I hope you guys can make it out. And again, amctheaters.com for your Scrooged, seats. And if you want to make a reservation, for, the party, or if you want to make a reservation or ask any questions, you can call the Caddyshack in Rosemont at 847-443-3673. Tell them that you're with the Nick DiGiglio Film Club and you're going to come see Scrooged. And if you want to make a reservation or if you have any questions, again, about the Murray Brothers Caddyshack restaurant, it's 847-443-3673. 847-443-3673. And get your tickets for Scrooged at amctheaters.com. It's going to be a fun night. I'm looking forward to it. And Dan, I think I might be a little loopy because, you know, it's earlier than usual. Because normally I can sleep in a little bit, you know, a little bit longer, but I'm going to lose about an hour and a half of sleep. So it could be an interesting show.
Stay tuned, everybody.
Yeah. So there you go. When was the last time you saw Scrooged?
Ooh, it's got to be probably 15 years, yeah. I'd say.
Yeah, that's about how long it was for me until last week. Because before the screenings, as you know, I like to watch the movie to be up on it and all that cool stuff. I was kind of really surprised that I had forgotten just how funny that movie is, and it's a very funny movie, and it's got an all-star cast. I mean, you know, from Bobcat Goldthwait, Robert Mitchum is in it. A couple of Murray brothers, other than Bill, are in it. David Johansen is in it. Carol Kane, John Forsythe. Oh, my God, Karen Allen. I always forget just how much I love Karen Allen. And I'd forgotten she was in the movie. And then I'm watching it, and I'm like, oh, my God, look at Karen Allen and how adorable she is. So, anyway, it's a good movie, and I'm looking forward to watching it with all the film clubbers tonight and having that little shindig beforehand at the Murray Brothers Caddyshack restaurant. So, it's going to be a fun night. All right, let's take a break here. We got the news coming up in just a couple of minutes. Welcome back, everybody. It's appropriate that somebody requested that. You know why, Dan?
Why is that?
Mission Impossible Fallout comes out on Blu-ray today. One of the best movies of the year. They got to start thinking about those things. Best movies of the year and performances and all that stuff. It's crazy. 573 area code requested that. 2 for Tuesday. Yeah, man, 2 for Tuesday. It's the Mission Impossible theme featuring members of U2. So there you go. 312-981-7200 is the phone number here on 720 WGN. And this is from the Chicago Tribune, this piece here. 20 things every Illinoisan should eat at least once. So these are just places where you gotta try these things, and they're located all over. They're basically located all over Illinois, is what they did here, Dan. Just kind of picked a whole bunch of different places, and I would like people to call in and say what they think that people should eat. Pick 20 things every Illinoisan should eat at least once in the lifetime. This culinary challenge had us thinking that maybe we'd bitten off more than we could chew. From Chicago's world-famous food scene to the state's rich agricultural DNA and a bounty of regional specialties, it was almost impossible to narrow our choices down to 20. But that's what we had to do for the latest installment of our bicentennial bucket list, an evolving roster of 200 things to do, see, eat, or drink in celebration of Illinois' two centuries of statehood this year. I'm going to sneeze.
Editor's note, that wasn't part of the article.
No. No, the author of this did not go, type in, I'm going to sneeze. So these are the things that that everybody in Illinois should eat at least once. So it covers the entire state. And I want to hear from you guys because, you know, everybody has their favorite, you know, food, or everybody has like their you know, their favorite place that and their favorite dish. And we're talking about the entire state. So if you we would love to hear from you at 312-981-7200. So the first thing on here is the Moon Burger from Moonshine Store, which is at 6017 East 300th Road, Moonshine, near Martinsville. I have no idea where that is. Dan, do you have any idea where that is?
I do not.
Near Martinsville. It's the Moon Burger. But here's what the Moon Burger is. The double bacon cheeseburger is about as no frills as it gets. A couple of beef patties, American cheese, and pre-cooked bacon on a store-bought bun. But it tastes extra special at this friendly, quirky spot in the middle of nowhere, where the grill is shut off at 12:30 p.m. sharp, and you pay cash only on the honor system. That's pretty cool. That sounds pretty cool. But it's in the middle of nowhere. I mean, what kind of an address? Dan, what kind of an address is 6017 East 300th Road?
There you go. It is located in the southeastern portion of the state, close to the Indiana state line. Closest biggest cities include Charleston and Effingham.
Okay.
Terre Haute on the Indiana side.
I see. So that's the Moon Burger. Anybody ever had the Moon Burger? Sounds good, though. It sounds like that sounds like a really cool place. I mean, at 12:30, they turn off the grill. I think that's awesome. And you pay on the honor system. You know. Okay, Moon Burger in the Moonshine Store at 6017 East 300th Road near Martinville. How about this? Smoked salmon from Calumet Fisheries, 3259 East 95th Street in Chicago. The Southside Institution has been smoking its seafood on site for 7 decades. The biggest seller is this takeout only joint is coho salmon from British Columbia, Canada. Get it straight up or tricked out with pepper and garlic. Yeah, there you go. Now, you know, Dan, we've talked about where we go for smoked fish and seafood in general.
Mm-hmm.
That's Hagen's. One of the greatest places. Montrose, just east of east or west? West. Just west of Central. I get mixed up. Now that Demetrio's is gone and there's a Walgreens there, I don't know where the hell I am. but Hagen's, man, I mean, well, I mean,
yep, so good. Vic Vaughn worked there.
Yep, Vic Vaughn worked there, and it's just, but yeah, but I've never, the Calumet Fisheries on the south side, they recommend the smoked salmon. Sounds good. I like me a good smoked salmon. All right, how about this? Punchki from Herb's Bakery at 1020 Larkin Avenue in Elgin. We get ours from the Continental. Central Continental Bakery.
That's one of the fun things about this list. It's like, you know, as you mentioned, it's a celebration of Illinois' 200th birthday. So obviously, we had to spread it across the state.
Absolutely.
But your natural reaction to be like, all right, well, my local is Central Continental,
right.
You know, we'll have plenty of those throughout the list.
Oh yeah, but I mean, it's really cool that they're doing this. You know, celebrating the 2 centuries mm-hmm. of statehood here, and you know, covering the whole state. That's really cool because, like, where else would somebody write about the Moon Burger in the Moonshine Store?
Yep.
So Punchki from Herb's Bakery, 1020 Larkin Avenue in Elgin. Fat Tuesday is like Black Friday at this family-run bakery where the line snakes out the door for its once-a-year supply of traditional Polish pre-Lenten treats. Raspberry, apricot, and custard are a few of the fillings surrounded by a pillow of doughy goodness. You can call 847-741-0249 to order ahead for this year's batch. Available one day only. That's February 13th. You need to get your phone call in now? Get a jump on that. Herb's Bakery in Elgin. I've never been there. You ever been there?
No, I haven't.
Okay. All right. Well, you're going to have to help me out with this.
Ibarito.
Yeah, I'm sorry?
Ibarito.
Ibarito? Biztec? Biztec Ibarito.
Yep.
And that's at Ibarito's Amass at 3400 West Fullerton. I've never been there. It's in Chicago. This fascinating Chicago sandwich with a Puerto Rican pedigree swaps sliced bread. Oh, it's with the plantains. Okay. For crispy fried plantains. Currently the best practitioner in the city of Ibarito's. The plantains are always fried to order, so they stay crisp. And the satisfying slabs of beef are tender and aggressively seasoned. Have you? I'm assuming you've had this kind of sandwich.
I have
many
yes.
times.
Yes.
Is it a good sandwich?
It is a good sandwich. I'm not a huge fan of the plantain, but despite that, it's still delicious.
Yeah. Have you ever gone to this place?
I have not been to that place. Our place is on Western by Addison, Western in between Irving and Addison. There's just a little shop right by the...
is it by Waveland Bowl?
No, further away.
Further north?
Yeah, it's across the street from the supply store of bathroom faucets, the ComEd building.
Yeah.
So the Waveland Bowl is just down the block a little bit.
Wow, I'm trying to piss. It's just a small place, right?
Yeah, it's a very small place. You blink and you miss it. It's right next to the 7-Eleven there on the corner.
Oh, I know where. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know it existed.
Yep.
But they have good sandwiches there.
Indeed. Yeah, and they specialize in the burrito.
Oh, okay, cool. So this one, though, that they're talking about is at 3400 West Fullerton in Chicago. Yeah. I've had one. I just didn't know what it was called because I'm an idiot. But I've had the plantain. I've had the sandwich with the plantain. I like plantains. You know they're in the banana family.
That's what I hear.
All right. Lars Bars. Oh, at Anderson's Candy Shop. How about that? Our good friends at Anderson's get a nice mention here in the Chicago Tribune. By the way, I would love to hear from you guys. What do you think every person in Illinois should eat at least once? You got to try it at least once. And we're talking all over the state. 312-981-7200. We've been bringing up different dishes here and different sandwiches and stuff like that. And we all have kind of our local place that we go to. But these are all specific. Lars Bars and Anderson's Candy Shop. This one in Richmond, on Main Street in Richmond. One of 30 varieties of candy bars made at this fourth-generation shop just below the Wisconsin border. The labor-intensive Lars Bar is a twist on the traditional turtle. A thin layer of divinity, a puffy, vanilla-flavored confection is topped with a blanket of caramel before being hand-dipped in chocolate and then laid on a bed of... laid in a bed of chopped pecan. Oh, man. You've had chocolate from Anderson's, right?
I've actually had that.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
How
it's
is
delicious.
It? Is it?
It's fantastic. We were vacationing right by Anderson's in Richmond, Illinois, so we went over there, and so we rang up the purchase, and I'm like, by the way, I work for WGN Radio, so I want to thank you very much. And they're like, oh, we want to thank you very much.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, well, we've had an association with Anderson's for years. You know, and why is there a reason why it's called Lars Bars?
Let's see if I can find out.
Is there the person who invented it named Lars? So there you go, Anderson's candy shop getting a nice little mention here. The Lars Bars, it sounds delicious. And they have really, obviously, they have really great chocolate at Anderson's. They do. Like, really, really good chocolate. So. All right. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We'll take a quick break and we'll come back. And we are talking about this article that was in the Tribune. 20 things that every Illinoisan should eat at least once. What would you guys like to recommend here? 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200.
Before we get away, Lars is one of the owners of the shop.
There you go. There you go. That explains it. All right. Let's take a break here. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. What would you add to this list? All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and it's 2 for Tuesday. Yeah, man, 2 for Tuesday! And that's One Artist, Two Songs. Get your requests in now. 312-981-7200, 574 area code, requesting the Batman animated TV show theme. And that's by members of U2. Okay. Dan, did you ever watch the Batman animated TV series?
I did.
Yeah, it's Mark Hamill. As the Joker, right?
Yes, you're right. This was a later iteration of
it. Oh, this was, okay.
Yeah, but yeah, same. I believe he also reprised the role for this one.
Yeah, right. Mark Hamill, who's a big Svengoolie fan. Who isn't, though? Really, truly, who isn't? All right, everybody, welcome back. And we are talking about 20 things that everybody in Illinois should eat at least once. And these are all like different... dishes and sandwiches and treats and stuff like that that we're celebrating all over the state now under the bicentennial. And we got a bunch of good stuff so far, and we would love to hear what you would have to say, like what food you think someone should eat when they're here in Illinois. Here is Trucker Rich. Hi, Rich.
Hey, how you doing this evening?
All right.
Nick. I was telling Dan, down around the Springfield area, it's really popular. It's the horseshoe sandwich.
Yeah. Explain what that is.
Well, there's three different versions. There's roast beef, ham, and hamburger, but the hamburger one's like a two-quarter-pound hamburgers open face on a big platter and then covered in French fries and then smothered in cheddar cheese sauce.
Yeah, that's
so just... it's like a heart attack on a plate.
Yeah. It sounds fantastic. Yeah, it sounds fantastic to me. I've heard about the horseshoe.
Oh,
yeah.
They're great.
Yeah. Yeah, that's something that you can only have one of those every once in a while, though.
Nah, the other company I used to drive for, we used to do jobs in St. Louis, and I'd have about five of them a week when we were doing jobs down there. We wouldn't eat going to St. Louis,
yeah.
But we eat on the way home.
You eat on the way home. There you go. Oh, all right, cool.
Yeah.
All right, Rich, thanks.
All right, yep, have a good evening.
See you. The horseshoe open face sandwich. That's kind of a legendary. That's kind of a legendary one. I've heard about that one for years and years and years. Here's Steve in Galesburg on WGNI. Steve.
Yeah, there's this bar in Galena called the Gold Room, and it's a locals bar. But if you get friendly with the people, they invite you back for breakfast the next day. But they serve this thing with the eggs and the hash browns and such. That they serve what they call side meat. And I don't know if it's bacon, pork chop, tenderloin, what it is, but the way it's seasoned and stuff, I mean, it's just wonderful.
Wow, and they call it side meat?
Side meat, yep, no description.
No description, just side meat. Okay. I'd be a little curious about that.
Give it a try if you ever get over to Galena.
All right, thank you, Steve.
All right.
Hey, by the way, a listener... sent me two packets of the single serving spam that's in the foil envelope. They sent it to me, and on the outside of the envelope that they sent, I'll get the guy's name, and I'll give him a proper thank you on the air. But he sent it to me a couple of days ago. I got it, and I opened it up, and there's two single serving spam in there, which of course is fantastic. And so but he wrote on the outside of the envelope he wrote pocket meat.
Nice.
And that made me laugh out loud. Like, it was just right in the middle of the envelope. There's no, you know, it's like the envelope was blank. It was a manila envelope. And then right in the middle of the envelope, it just said pocket meat. And I was like, okay, there you go.
Fantastic.
All right, let's get back to these things that everybody should eat if you're in Illinois at least once. And we want to hear from you. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. What would you add to this? All right, the baby back ribs from 17th Street Barbecue, 32 North 17th Street in Murfreesboro. Anything pulled from this acclaimed barbecue joint's gargantuan smokers deserves attention, but start with quite possibly the best baby back ribs you'll find anywhere. Each bite is haunted by smoke and astonishingly juicy. The ribs arrive coated in owner Mike Mills. Oh, Mike Mills from REM, apparently making barbecue now. Mike Mills' signature magic dust, which is a complex spice rub and then slathered in his apple-packed barbecue sauce. Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah. Again, we're going. You always go local. I live right around the corner from Smoke, and and of course we have Gale Street, which is a completely different kind of rib, served in a completely different kind of way.
Right.
But you can't argue with Gale Street ribs. Can't argue with Gale Street Inn.
And kind of like to the point of this overall article, when we have friends who are in from out of town, we order Gale Street.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's just that's because it's the greatest restaurant on the planet. My good friend George. My parents went in there and got some ribs to go the other night. And they said the place was packed, and as it should be. And evidently, they really decked out the place for Christmas. Like, it's like a winter wonderland at Gale Street. So there you go. 17th Street Barbecue in Murfreesboro. All right, how about this? Cinnamon rolls from the Homestead Bakery. And that's in Arthur. Head to the heart of Illinois Amish country for mouth-watering cinnamon rolls that take 5 hours to make and taste like it. The decadent breakfast treats are among many made-from-scratch baked goods produced on-site by local Amish women. So that's in Amish country. I like a good cinnamon roll, you know? Oh, well, yeah, now we're named Rainbow Cone, the original Rainbow Cone. 9233 Southwestern in Chicago. Yeah, now this is of course legendary, the Rainbow Cone. This Instagram darling got its start nearly a century ago when Joseph and Catherine Sapp opened an ice cream stand in Beverly. The cone screams summer with a striking array of flavors served in fat slices, not scoops. Chocolate, strawberry, Palmer House, which is vanilla with cherries and walnuts, and pistachio ice creams topped by orange sherbet. It's available spring through fall. So you can't get it now.
Although I think, didn't I hear they were going to go year-round?
That Rainbow Cone was going to go year-round?
I thought I read that somewhere.
Ah. It's good stuff, though, man. Good stuff. Let's see. We got a few texts that are coming in. We would love to hear from you. 312-981-7200. 630 area code says, the E-Town Restaurant in Elizabethtown, Illinois. It's just off the Ohio River, and they have the best fresh fish. So get your fresh fish from E-Town in Elizabethtown, Illinois. Steve says, every April there is a moonshine burger run where motorcyclists from all over the Midwest and even farther ride in to get a moonshine burger or two. It's located at the crossroads of two country roads in a nondescript barn-like building. The building is also a small general store. She said, the more I hear about this moon burger, the cooler it sounds. Bob in Bittendorf, Iowa says, potato sausage from Stashews in Moline. Moline, Illinois. There you go. Potato sausage. That sounds like something that I would eat and enjoy. How about this? Quad Cities Pizza at Harris Pizza, 3903 14th Avenue in Rock Island. This is the Quad Cities Pizza from Harris Pizza. We'll just assume you've already had Chicago deep dish, so let us direct your attention towards the Mississippi River for a different take. Harris Pizza is one of the OGs of the Quad Cities style, featuring a light layer of cornmeal on the top of a malty crust. The finished pie is cut with scissors into a rectangular strip. Mmm. Never had that. Harris pie in Rock Island. Cut with scissors and a rectangular strip. That's how my aunt used to cut her pizza. Scissors. Okay, we got people calling in. 312-981-7200. Here is Kathy on WGN. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, how are you tonight? We love listening to you.
Thank you.
Boyfriend comes home at 2:22 in the morning, and we always have you on.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
And a restaurant that impresses us a lot is Frankie's in St. Charles on North Avenue. And they have Italian beef that is so delicious. And the onion rings have Planko breading on them.
Mm-hmm.
Fabulous.
Wow, that sounds great.
Very nice. And it's such a nice treat to be able to have something brought in that's superior to your own cooking.
Yeah, it's true. All right, Kathy, thanks for the call.
Okay, have a good evening.
Take care. There you go. Frankie's. All right. Hey, by the way, coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio. That's coming up. We would love to hear from you at 312-981-7200. Yeah, we're going to get to the news, and then we're going to come back and finish off this this list of 20 things that everybody in Illinois should eat at least once. And I know that you guys are going to want to add to it as well. And so text and phone lines are open at 312-981-7200. And we'll talk more great foods that it's located throughout the wonderful state of Illinois. All right? All right. 312-981-7200. Let's take a break here for the news here in 10 seconds. Man, that's the 80s. That is so the 80s. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline Studio. We're here until 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5. Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. It's Tuesday, 2 for Tuesday. Yeah, man, 2 for Tuesday. That's one artist, two songs. 301 area code requesting some Survivor, man. Yeah, man, Survivor! That's High on You. All right. Okay, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Good morning, everybody. And we are talking about some 20 things that everybody in Illinois should try and eat at least once. And we've been going through a bunch of really cool stuff like the Moon Burger at the Moonshine Store, smoked salmon in Calumet Fisheries, the Punchki at Herb's Bakery. We got Lars Bars, we got cinnamon rolls, rainbow cones, it's all over the place. And we would love you to add to this at 312-981-7200. What would you suggest that people in Illinois eat at least once? What would you throw into this list as well? 312-981-7200. How about this one? I've been here, I've had this. Chicken dinner at White Fence Farm in Romeoville. Dan, have you been there?
I have not, and I've been interested because I know that's Esmeralda's favorite.
Yeah, it's great. It's just great. For nearly a century, folks have been flocking to this homey restaurant to get their fill of moist chicken coated in a crispy shell. But wait, there's more, lots more. Dinners come with sugar-dusted corn fritters, bean salad, coleslaw, cottage cheese, pickled beets, and a choice of potato with homemade gravy. Yeah, no, you know, like, there's a reason why this place has been around for as long as they have. I mean, it's good stuff. It's really good. The chicken is amazing. Yeah. Okay. How about cheese curds from Marcoot Jersey Creamery, which is at 526 Dudleyville Road in Greenville. Where's Greenville, Dan? Do you have any idea? Greenville, Illinois. That's where it's located. It's Marcoot Jersey Creamery.
It's 51 miles east of St. Louis.
Okay. 51 miles east of St. Louis. That's where you'll find the Marcoot Jersey Creamery, and you got to get their cheese curds. Says here, who says Wisconsin has a lock on the cheese curd market? This inviting creamery churns out three varieties of squeaky curds, plain garlic, garlic herb, and sriracha, made with creamy milk from the family's grass-fed Jersey cows roaming out back. Oh, that's cool. Step up to the creamery's large viewing windows, and you might catch cheesemakers balling fresh mozzarella by the hand. The cows are just wandering around outside, man. That's about as fresh as you can get. Yeah. All right, that sounds good. I love cheese curds. Marcoot Jersey Creamery in Greenville. Oh, well, here we go. Garrett Mixed Popcorn from Garrett Popcorn Shop, 625 North Michigan in Chicago. I mean, you know, yes, of course, please. Fans of this popular popcorn maker get the credit for inventing the criminally addictive blend of cheese corn and caramel crisp. They'd order a bag of both flavors, ask for a third bag, empty the sack, and mix them together. Oprah put the sweet and savory concoction on blast when she anointed it one of her favorite things. It's good, man. And I know we have all had this, right? Dan, you've had the Garrett mix. Good Lord. White asparagus from Eckert's Belleville Farm in Belleville on Greenmount Road in Belleville. White asparagus. That's interesting that they're just picking the asparagus. That the dish is just white asparagus. That's pretty cool. They must be good asparagus. Indulge in the fleeting springtime treat that is white asparagus, the sun-starved, milder cousin of the ubiquitous green variety. Beloved in Germany, the pale stalks can be bought in season, usually mid-April, at Eckert's Belleville Farm, which sources the vegetable from a local supplier. Mmm. Oh, texts are starting to come in now. Where would you eat? Where are you telling people to eat? 847 area code says, have a made right sandwich in Rockford. Yes. I enjoy the made right. Lou says, I have two, the fried chicken and or shrimp from Del Rey's Chicken Basket at I-55 and Route 83. Also, the chicken pot pie at the Our Place Restaurant truck stop at I-80 and Route 47. Well, yes. I like a good chicken pot pie. See, that sounds cool to me right there. You get a chicken pot pie at a restaurant slash truck stop. See, that's cool. I love that. Let's see. 815 area code. Everyone should go to Hackney's for a Hackney burger and a loaf of onion rings. I know I've done that, and it's great. Hackney's is great. 630 area code says, we got our punchkies from Busy Bee Bakery in Downers Grove. My wife and I order ahead of time, and when we get there at 6 a.m., we bring a laundry basket and carry all the boxes of punchkies to our friends and work plate. Oh, that's nice. Delivering punchkies to people from a laundry basket. Oh, man. You know, I've said this before, Dan. You know, one of the great things about working this shift is punchkie day. Is when we're the first ones to get the punchkies.
Yep.
They're just fresh as hell. And the same thing when we get the Mirai sweet corn. We're the first show to get the Mirai sweet corn. That's one of the advantages of working this shift. Punchkies and corn. It's a crazy, heady mixture. Luke says, I'm a big fan of the ribs at the Pit House in Hickory Hills on 95th Avenue. There's also a newer place called Fry the Coop. It's on 95th in Oak Lawn. It is an excellent take on Nashville fried chicken sandwiches. Jim from Jimbo says, I grew up on Palermo's Pizza in Oak Lawn. We ordered it last week. Great regular crust and deep dish. Palermo's is good. There's a bunch of Palermo's in the city. Palermo's has good pizza. Shaughnessy from Quad City says cinnamon roll pancakes at the Quad City Pancake House in Rock Island. Oh my God, cinnamon roll pancakes! Oh man, that sounds like something right there. So, all right, let's try this. Rib tips from Lem's Barbecue on 75th Street in Chicago. The Lemon Brothers long ago elevated the lowly rib tip to new heights, taking this gristly, cartilage-packed piece of work, smoking it, and dousing it in a bold, vinegary sauce at their tiny to-go spot in Chatham. Sop up the unavoidable mess with a slice of white bread, a slice of white sandwich bread. Salted caramel gelato from Prairie Fruits Farm and Creamery on Lincoln Avenue in Champaign. Salted caramel gelato, man, that sounds good. The husband and wife team of Wes Gerald and Leslie Cooper Band went to Italy to learn how to make gelato, which they produce with rich, creamy milk from their herd of 70-plus goats on their central Illinois farm. The salted caramel swirl boasts caramel made from cream from Kilgus Farmstead in Fairbury. In-season customers can drop by, go by the farm for gelato, and then visit with the goats. There's nothing quite like visiting with goats. That sounds good. Superdog. Superdog Drive-In, 6363 North Milwaukee in Chicago. A Chicago-style hot dog with all the trimmings comes with a heaping side of nostalgia at Norwood Park's 70-year-old Superdog. 70 years old. Wow. Superdog Drive-In. No need to leave the car. Place your order via the intercom and wait for a server to emerge with your order in retro cardboard box filled with stubby crinkle-cut fries. Now, we've all had Superdog. I mean, that's just it goes without saying.
It was interesting where they would go, because obviously you had to have a hot dog on the list.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing about Superdog is good. I'm a Gene and Jude's guy. Gene and Jude's is, to me, I think Gene and Jude's is the best hot dog in the city. But the thing about Superdog is that the experience, the experience itself is unique. You know, sitting in your car, all that cool stuff. You know, the way that the place looks, the two hot dogs on the roof, You know, it's just it's a very fun, unique experience. That's and it also helps the hot dogs are really good. You know what I mean? It also helps that the food is really, really good. But it's also it's cool for the family. Like you bring the kids. The kids love. When I was a little kid, I loved Superdog. I just thought it was so cool. Strawberry bread from What's Cookin' on 7th Street in Charleston. At What's Cookin', the answer invariably is strawberry bread. This casual breakfast and lunch spot near Eastern Illinois University uses a longtime family recipe to bake its moist 2.5-pound loaves that have a devout following, including faraway fans who have it mailed to them. Okay. That sounds good. Let's see. I'm not going to be able to pronounce this either. Is it Birria? B-I-R-R-I-A. And the name of the place is Birria Zaragoza on South Pulaski. 4800 South Pulaski. Few places lavish attention on goat like this Archer Heights eatery. Steamed until tender, the meat is then coated in a fiery chili paste and roasted until it develops a crispy brown exterior. It's served with a ladle full of wildly complex tomato consomme and some spectacularly soft corn tortillas. So it's goat. I love goat. Dan, have you ever had goat?
Can't say that I have.
It's good. When it's prepared correctly, because it could be tough. And it's not the goats that make the gelato. I just want to make sure everybody knows that. I just don't want to get those confused.
Birria.
That's what it is?
Birria.
Okay. Where's the sexy lady? Why are we getting creepy voice Johnson?
Birria.
Oh. What happened there?
Birria.
Gesundheit. All right. Let's take a break here. And we got a few more things on the Chicago Tribune list of things that everybody in Illinois should eat at least once. And you're adding to it. We got more texts coming in. We'd love to hear from you at 312-981-7200. Welcome back, everybody. Two for Tuesday continues. Yeah, man, Two for Tuesday. One artist, two songs, 301 area code, Survivor. That's The Search Is Over. Was that in a movie or am I nuts? I know it was a hit. I'm just trying to remember if it was in a movie. Survivor had some big songs in movies. So, all right. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. And we're live in the Allstate Skyline studio here till 5 a.m. And we've been talking about this fun article that was in the Chicago Tribune about 20 places and 20 dishes that everybody in Illinois should eat at least once. And we wanted to hear from you guys what you would add. 312-981-7200. And here is Don on WGN. Hi, Don.
How you doing? I just want to say I love you guys. I listen to you guys all the time.
Thank you.
You guys are great.
Thank you.
I want to make a comment on our place over there. I ate over there by I-80.
Okay.
I do apologize. I don't know how big the hamburger is, but I know it's about $18.
Oh, so, wow.
Yeah, you get an hour to eat it, but you have to have two ingredients on there, like pickles and lettuce or ketchup and something. You got to have at least two things. You got to eat the whole thing within an hour. And you only get, and if you do that, you don't have to pay.
Yeah, okay. So it's one of those food challenge things, right?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, it is. Yeah. I personally myself, I never did, but my buddy did, and I hate the. He as soon as he got done, it was about 59 minutes. It was outside. He made it, but after that, it was all over. If you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I know what you mean. That's a lot of food to eat in an hour for sure. So
yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Don. Thank you for the call.
All right, you have a great night.
All right, take care. Here is Adam on WGN. Hi, Adam.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
I wanted to bring up the Bristol Tap out here in, is it Kane County or Kendall County, right on the border right out there. But it's got a burger that is fabulous. It takes about 45 minutes to get it because they're about the size of your head. But it's very reasonably priced, and they are absolutely delicious.
That's at the Bristol Tap?
Bristol Tap.
And it's
it was voted one of, it was on Chicago's Best.
with Brittany and Elliot.
They
voted it one of the best burger spots around.
Oh, very cool. All right. We'll look for that.
Awesome.
All right, Adam, thanks.
Cool.
Okay. Yeah. It takes 45 minutes and it's about the size of your head. All right. More texts coming in. 630 area code says, one place I recommend is in Sterling Rock Fall, in the Sterling Rock Fall area called Angelo's Pizza. They have four locations, but the original is the best. Their pasta dishes are to die for, as they take their homemade meat sauce and mix it with the spaghetti until the and then place pasta on top of the sauce. They even have a spaghetti pizza for sale, along with buckets of spaghetti for carryout. Buckets of spaghetti. Angelo's Pizza. Peter in Decatur says, I've been to Moonshine once. Bill Geist on CBS Sunday Morning did a piece on them back in 1997. 847 area code says, Johnny's Italian Beef. They have the best homemade Italian ice with fresh lemon. They have locations in Melrose Park and Arlington Heights. I've been to the one in Melrose Park many times. Many times. Johnny's Italian Beef. It's great. 815 area code says, Home Cut Donuts is the best in Will County. They're located at 815 West Jefferson Street in Joliet, especially the Bavarian Cream. Home Cut Donuts. Sabatino's, which is closing at the end of the month, is very good. It's very good Italian food. I'm sad that they're closing. Yes, Sabatino's. Legendary old school place. And I live within walking distance of that place. I'm sad they're closing, too. 630 area code says, in Ladd, Illinois, Rips Chicken. That's two P's. Rips Chicken. I have it every week. Allison in Champaign-Urbana. When you come to town, you have to stop at the Custard Cup for some lemon ice cream. Then Marianne's Diner for the stack. It's a bed of hash browns, cheeseburger, or sausage patty smothered in sausage gravy. And thank you for making my mornings entertaining. Well, thank you. And Marianne's Diner. All right, going to get the stack. 815 area code says, as you mentioned, not every Palermo's pizza is the same. The Palermo's we love is the one near 63rd and Kedzie. They also have one in Frankfort, Illinois. We will travel from Plainfield to either one just to pick up that pizza. Wow. 312 area code says, the Tom and Jerry at the Corned Beef Factor on Lake Street in Chicago. It's corned beef and pastrami. They call it the Tom and Jerry. Also, the hot dogs and Polish from Jimmy's on Pulaski at Grand. Jimmy's on Pulaski at Grand is a legendary place. That place is fantastic. And it's also the kind of dog that you're going to get there is Jimmy's on Pulaski at Grand is very, very similar to Gene and Jude's. It's cut from the same cloth. It's very, very, very similar to Gene and Jude's, and therefore it's good. That's Jimmy's on Pulaski at Grand. 630 area code says, the kitchen sink ice cream treat at Colonial Cafe in St. Charles is awesome. The kitchen sink ice cream treat. That sounds like they just load up. That sounds a little dangerous. I think an ice cream dish known as the kitchen sink, or any kind of dish known as the kitchen sink, sounds a little bit dangerous. Just in terms of my thought process, that the sheer amount of stuff that is going to be served before you that you must consume when you just throw the term kitchen sink around, that's a little scary. But that's at the Colonial Cafe in St. Charles. So if you like a lot of ice cream and a lot of sink, go there. All right. Well, the texts are coming in. Phone calls are coming in. Everybody hang on. 312-981-7200. Again, this article is in the Chicago Tribune, and it's about the 20 places that people in Illinois should eat at least once and 20 things that they should eat at least once. So, and we'll talk more about that coming up right here on 720 WGN. The news is next. Orlando picking Elvis Presley with Santa Bring My Baby Back to Me. Yeah, man. 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you want to jump in here. 312-981-7200, and you can also text us, too. And we've been talking about this fun article that the Tribune has about 20 things that every person in Illinois should eat at least once. And we've been talking about some of these favorite dishes and favorite foods. We know that you want to add to that. So it's 312-981-7200. We've got some people on the line. Here's Philip on WGN. Hi, Philip.
Hey, good morning, Nick.
Morning.
Hey, I live about an hour south of Indianapolis, and we're going up to Chicago in January, and I want to take my kids up there and get a true Chicago-style pizza. Where do we go?
Okay, so do you want deep dish?
Yes. Well, I mean, that's traditionally what I imagine when I hear Chicago-style.
Yeah, well, for me, I'm a thin crust guy, Philip, but it's Lou Malnati's. That's the go-to.
Say it again.
Lou Malnati's. Last name Malnati.
Lou Malnati's.
Lou Malnati's. There's over 40 locations in the Chicagoland area, so you'll be able to find one, and it is, without question, the best deep dish pizza in the city.
Okay. Thank you, Nick. I appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Take care. There you go. Lou Malnati's. There's no question. I'm a thin crust guy, though. I like the tavern style cut in squares, as God intended. That's my kind of pizza right there. Sort of the crispy crust, thin crust, cut in squares. That's tavern style, as they call it. That's pizza to me. That's the pizza I grew up eating. Here's Dean on WGN. Hi, Dean.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, I've been to Angelo's, and it is fantastic.
It is.
Just a dollar, and, I mean, the food is really, really good. I've been going there since I was a little kid. I'm 70 years old now,
mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go as many times as I can before I pass. So,
wow.
We used to take our kids there when they were little. Now they're up in their 40s.
Yeah.
And,
so it's a family tradition then, Angelo's. It's a family tradition.
Oh, yeah. It was right by a steel mill. And my whole family that lives over that way, they always go there. And
wow.
You want a big pot of pizza, spaghetti, I mean?
Yeah.
All you do is you take your big roaster, you go in there, and they'll fill it up and charge you what it's worth. And it's worth every penny that they charge.
Wow, that's something. That sounds great.
My wife and I... moved to a little town called Minooka between Joliet and Morris, Illinois. And we found a place for burgers in Joliet on Jefferson Street called Muya Burgers.
Mm-hmm.
And the meat's fresh every day. The French fries they bring to you on like a cookie sheet, about 13 by 19 inches. So you order a medium fry, you better be ready to eat some fries.
There you go.
You're going to have a mouthful.
All right, Dean, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
All right, take care. So that Angelo's Pizza in Sterling, I wonder if Mike Kurz and his family have gone there, because that's where his drive-in is. His drive-in is right on the Midway drive-in. I have to ask Mike tonight when I see him at my screening of Scrooged. All right, we got a couple more here on this in the article, and this leads us to, there's actually a horseshoe mentioned in here. Trucker Rich called in earlier with the horseshoe. This is at Obed and Isaac's on 6th Street in Springfield. The state capital's culinary claim to fame is a monstrous open-faced sandwich made with thick slices of toasted bread, typically topped with meat, cheese sauce, and fries. The microbrewery Obed and Isaac's does an especially yummy version of this dish that keeps cardiologists gainfully employed, and it offers a wide range of meat options like ground sirloin, pulled pork, lamb, or even a veggie burger. Too much, order the small pony shoe. See, horseshoe, and then pony shoe, because ponies are smaller than horses. Yeah. And then finally, the last item on this list of foods that everybody in Illinois should try at least once, according to the Chicago Tribune, the people in the Chicago Tribune. Pink cookies at David Pastry at 206 South Main Street in Anna. This is Southern Illinois. Pink cookies from Davis Pastry. Pink cookies are a bona fide thing in Southern Illinois, with different bakeries concocting their own versions of, well, a cookie with pink icing. Davis Pastry has been baking this simple yet so good snack since the 1950s. The shortbread cookie gets pulled out of the oven, early enough to keep the dough nice and soft, and a vibrant pink icing delivers just the right amount of sweetness. So, all right, there are some places for you to check out here in Illinois. Yeah. And they covered they did a nice job with this, Dan, because they covered not only, you know, a good cross-section of the state, but, you know, they did a nice job with desserts. They did a nice job with main meals and sides and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's a good piece. So, reading so much of this stuff, talking about this, first of all, you know, anytime we talk about food in the middle of the morning like this, inevitably people get hungry. There's no question about it. And we like to talk about food on this show. That's one of our favorite topics. But this was enough to make people hungry for sure. Yeah. I'm thinking of burgers now. I'm a big Kuma's guy. I like Kuma's. It's always packed. And all the burgers, have you been to Kuma's, right?
I have, yes.
And all the burgers are named after, you know, heavy metal or inspired by heavy metal. A lot of tattoos in the place. But the burgers are big and they're topped with a bunch of stuff. It's very sloppy when you eat at Kuma's. So, but it's really good. And where's the other one now? There's two of them.
I think there's a couple. I think there's another one in the city and then one in the burbs.
Yeah. That's amazing that over the years they've become, you know, like a franchise. They have franchises now. It's crazy. So, but yeah, I was thinking about that. And if, you know, we talk about, you know, pizza, my favorite pizza place, as I've mentioned millions of times, is John's Pizzeria on Western. 2000 Northwestern. Best thin crust pizza in the city, as far as I'm concerned. Just fantastic. And it's old school. The checkered plastic tablecloths on the tables. There's counter service. There's a jukebox that only has Italian songs on it, like Frank Sinatra and stuff, and a big map of Italy. The big giant map of Italy on the wall. And it's the best. It's the best thin crust pizza. John's Pizzeria, 2000 North on Western. You can go to Margie's too. Not far from there. If you want to get some dessert, go get some candy afterwards.
Sure.
So
I was talking to callers. Did you give your best Italian beef in the city?
My best Italian beef in the city. I didn't, but I, you know, I like, I mean, I like Al's. Al's is great. I like Mr. Beef. But I think, you know, the one that I ate a lot when I was in high school, because I had friends who worked there, was Roma's. Which is, have you been to Roma's?
I have not.
It's on Cicero, near Montrose. It's on Cicero, on the west side of the street, on Cicero, and it's actually like a couple of doors down from the McDonald's on Cicero right there. And it's Roma's. And I've always loved their beef. It's never like mentioned when people are talking about their favorite Italian beef. Roma's very rarely gets mentioned, which is unfortunate because it's fantastic beef. It's just that I ate there a lot because, you know, I had friends from high school who worked there. So I would go in and sometimes get some beef on the fly. You know what I mean? Well, now, what about you? Do you have
Jay's? We're a Jay's family.
Oh, Jay's. Jay's is great.
Yeah.
Jay's is great. Wow, I forgot about speaking of right next to a McDonald's.
Yep.
Is that the deal?
Apparently that's the modus operandi.
No, Jay's is great. And I do, you know, anytime we mention Jay's and we're talking about the great beef there, best pepper and egg sandwich, you know, in the city. You know, Fridays during Lent, that's where you go. You go to Jay's to get the pepper and egg. It's fantastic. I mean, I'm not Catholic, and I eat meat on Fridays during Lent, but I'll go for the pepper and egg. I don't care. I mean, I think you can get a pepper and egg sandwich there
every Friday.
Every Friday, yeah. Oh man, it's good. I mean, it's good. Yeah, no, that's a great place. I can't believe I didn't mention it. But Roma's was the one that I went to the most, you know, in high school.
Sure. The other interesting thing, we got that text from Allison from Champaign-Urbana, how where you went to school has a big impact on, you know, the foods. Because just this past weekend, I asked the friends who had come over for lunch about the gondola sandwich was the it was served by the restaurant Avanti's, which was across the street from the university.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, like, that's something where if I have friends traveling downstate, I ask them to bring me back one.
No, yeah. You know? I know we've talked about that one before. Yeah. We've talked about that before. That sounds great, too. It sounds great. Now, you know, when my friends went to college in Champaign, we didn't have Steak and Shakes up here. So that's all we'd eat. When I would go and visit my friends who were going to college, that's all we eat. We just go to Steak and Shake. I mean, now you can get Steak and Shake everywhere. Right. But back then, it was Champaign, and that was it.
One of my favorite college memories, after a night out, we had taken my friend Mike Rios to a Steak and Shake, and he had complained about how hungry he was. And then they gave him a burger, and he's like, "This is it. This is it." And I'm like, "Give it a minute." And he's like, "Oh my God."
Yeah.
That's so filling, you know.
Roger Ebert's favorite restaurant of all time. I mean, you know, he spent a significant amount of time in Champaign. But yeah, Roger Ebert was a big fan of Steak and Shake. So, yeah. Well, now you can get it. Now you can get it anywhere. So, there you go. All right, if you guys want to wrap this up with a call or a text with what you would recommend every person in Illinois should eat at least once, 312-981-7200 for talk and text, and we'll wrap this up. 312-981-7200. And then we're going to talk about the most popular Christmas candy in each state. So we'll give you the rundown on the most popular Christmas candy. I figured we'd segue into some more food stuff and save the Oscars ignored movies for maybe tomorrow. So, all right, let's break here for weather, and then we'll come back and wrap up the food talk. 312-981-7200. Orlando requesting some Elvis. Santa Claus is back in town. Two for Tuesday. That was the Elvis Christmas album. The sort of classic Elvis Christmas album was one that was played a lot when I was a kid in the house. That one and Johnny Mathis. Those were the two that got played the most during Christmas time. The ones that we would play over and over and over again when I was a kid. So, I love the Elvis Christmas album. It's great. The King. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. If you would like to join us for talk or text, we were talking about things that everybody in Illinois should try and eat at least once at one time. Coming up at 5 o'clock is Steve Grzanich with the opening bell, and coming up next is the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio. All right. So, you know, Airborne, Dan.
Yeah.
Do you eat? Is Christmas candy a thing in your?
It is becoming one because Emily is experiencing her first advent calendar.
Ah!
And her Auntie Kathy gave her one, and it's decked out with Disney princesses, and it's very hard for a 3-year-old child to understand that you only eat one piece every day.
Right.
So that's what we're
doing. When I was a kid, I loved those calendars. I loved the advent calendars. I loved them. And I remember the great Ray Rayner used to have advent calendars on his show, and he would open one every day. He would open a little window every day, and I always thought it was cool. I thought those were great. Now, do they stop at Christmas, or do they go all the way through December 31st? I think they stop at Christmas.
I believe,
right?
That they stop at Christmas.
Yeah. So now I that's another thing I grew up with, listening to Elvis opening up an advent calendar. So what, did they start December 1st?
Yes, that was the other problem, because Kathy gave it to her on like a couple days before Thanksgiving. So that was another. Like, so you're not supposed to open this yet.
Oh, no. Now, does she look forward to it like every day? Does she get excited?
Yes, yeah. So she has chocolate in the morning. She's so excited. We're not going to make it through the day, that's for sure.
She get that little sugar buzz going early on in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. Well, that's fun. That's cool. You know, Christmas candy was not a huge thing for me. Like, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, post Halloween, you got Halloween is the candy, and Halloween and Easter are the two candy holidays for sure. But I know a lot of people do have candy for Christmas. It's just never been a, it was never really a thing in my family. Here and there, every once in a while, but nothing like Halloween and nothing like Easter. Those were the, you know, obviously those are the big candy heavy days, holidays. So the most popular Christmas candy in each state is what we're going to be talking about here. And are you a Christmas candy person? 312-981-7200. Is candy a part of your Christmas season celebration? Do you do the candy thing big time? 312-981-7200 for talk and text. Halloween may have passed, but we're approaching an almost equally exciting candy season. Yes, it's time for candy canes, peppermint bark, holiday-colored M&Ms, and chocolate shaped like Santa's and nutcrackers. Candystore.com, a bulk candy retailer, recently asked 30,000 of its customers to name their favorite Christmas candy in order to determine how America's sweet tooth varies from state to state, and vary it does. So it's going to be all over the map. Candystore.com, is that also the place, Dan, that has the old school candy that, you know, like candy cigarettes and, you know, the stuff that isn't really around anymore?
They do offer some of that, yes. I think there's a specific site, if I remember correctly, that's more geared towards like the stuff that is
completely
gone.
What about candy? I remember that being an actual website, candy. I think that's a real thing.
Looks like candy is no longer around, but old time candy is the one where you can buy candy cigarettes and things like that.
The old school candy. Candy cigarettes, man. You know, you just think about that.
Yeah, I mean, you can go buy your candy cigarettes and your fireworks.
Yeah. The other thing about it was you had the candy cigarettes, which were, you know, clearly candy, but then you had the candy, or you had the gum cigarettes that you could actually smoke because they put powdered sugar on the inside. It was wrapped in paper, looked exactly like a cigarette, and the tube inside, instead of it being tobacco, was gum. And it was like coated in a powdered sugar so that when you blew out, it looked like smoke was coming out. So it made the experience even better. Even more authentic. Hey, kids, would you really like to recreate what it's like to smoke a cigarette? Puff away on the candy gum cigarettes. Yeah, I remember that, man. I remember those. Crazy. So we've got, let's see, while 10 different states profess that they love Reese's peanut butter cups the most. Yeah, they've got the ones that are now, don't they have the ones that are like shaped like Christmas trees now?
I hadn't seen that. That's pretty cool.
The Reese's, they're not, obviously they're shaped like Christmas trees, so they're not peanut butter cups, but they are the same, they're Reese's. And I think they're shaped like peanut butter cups. Like peanut butter cups. No, they're shaped like Christmas trees. I think that's the special shape for the holidays. Other states are more excited about Christmas exclusive candies like peppermint bark and candy canes. 8 states preferred candy canes, 6 preferred M&Ms, 5 preferred red, green, and white reindeer corn. Some of the least popular candies were Pez, chocolate Santas, and Skittles. What's wrong with Skittles? So we've got each state has their choices for what they like. The most popular Christmas candy in each state. I saw a thing. Jimmy Fallon did this thing where they were testing something. They were taste testing it to see what was good and what was bad. And they had Thanksgiving dinner flavored candy canes. So like one was turkey, one was stuffing, and one was cranberry. I guess would be fine for like a candy cane thing. But they were taste testing them and then like spitting them into buckets and stuff because they were so bad. Like the turkey was the turkey was the weirdest one. Like a turkey flavored candy cane. So, anyway. All right. So we'll talk about this in a second. The peppermint bark, people like that peppermint bark.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, they do.
The Trader Joe's ones. Particular.
Yep. You know, I usually, you know, when we have our Christmas party here at the station, which we're doing this year on the 14th. And by the way, we're going to be doing live It's a Wonderful Life. The radio, we're going to do the radio play of It's a Wonderful Life. And then I usually, what I do is I stick around for the radio play and then, you know, a little bit of the party and then I go home, get some sleep. But I always hang out on Steve Cochran's show for the whole morning. And they bring that peppermint bark out during that show, that special holiday show. They bring the peppermint bark out and people just lose their minds over it. So, okay, let's break. We got the news coming up. And then we'll talk more about the most popular Christmas candy in each state and Christmas candy in general, if you guys are on board for that. All right. Huey Lewis, everybody. Luke requesting Huey Lewis. That's Power of Love. Yeah, man. Two for Tuesday. 312-981-7200 is our phone number and our text number if you would like to join us. And, yeah, we're here till 5 o'clock in the Allstate Skyline Studio. Steve Grzanich is in at 5 with the... opening bell, and Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive on this Tuesday morning. Welcome back, everybody. We've been talking about some fun food stuff. What places do you recommend that people eat in Illinois? They should eat at least once, try it at least once. And we're talking now about Christmas candy. So, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Why don't we see what... Illinois has to say about that. Let me find Illinois here. Okay. So here's what's popular in Illinois for Christmas, as far as Christmas candy goes. This is what we like here in Illinois. Coming in third place is Hershey's Kisses. And we all know that that Hershey's Kisses commercial that we get to see. It's usually right around... right before Thanksgiving, they start showing that commercial where the ding, 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 ding. It's on right now. I just looked up on the TV, and it's on right now. That's weird.
One of the, you know, we talk about, like, signs of the seasons and when you're like, all right, it's Christmas. It's always that commercial and when the Golden Nuggets put up their special Christmas decorations on the windows.
Yeah. They did that at the one by my place. It's up. You know, you paint them on the window, the old school. So Hershey's Kisses comes in at number 3 here in Illinois. 2 would be M&M's. And number 1 in Illinois is the Reese's Cups Minis. Apparently Illinois likes chocolate. We like chocolate in this state. All 3 of those are tasty treats, though. I like all 3 of those. So I would agree with that. But, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Let's see, Indiana, number 3 on the what they like, Starburst. Is there a holiday Starburst? Or is that just regular Starburst? Because I know that the Hershey's Kisses obviously come in the red and the green and the silver for the holidays. But I don't know if there are special holiday Starburst. I don't know. Number 2, Candy Canes. And number 1, Reese's Cups Minis. Reese's Cups winning again. People like those things, man. So.
Looks like there is a special Merry Mix of Starburst featuring Cherry Cheer and Strawberry Blitzen.
Wow. Strawberry Blitzen? You know that's lightning, right? We learned that in German. That's lightning. By the way, I do want to thank the listener who sent me a bag full of Dum Dums that were holiday flavored. They were very delicious. And Wisconsin, since we're doing the area here, Starburst number 3. Number 2, reindeer corn. Now, is that candy corn? But it's reindeers?
From what I saw, because I asked the same question, it's candy corn, but instead of, yellow, orange, white. It's red, white, and green.
Oh, so it's just, it's basically...
I think it tastes the same, but it's just different
colors. So it tastes like candy corn. It just looks Christmassy. So basically, they just, they switched up the food dye, right? That's basically all they did. And they call it reindeer corn? I don't know why that sounds, you know, that doesn't sound very appetizing. You know what I mean?
No, it's I took a double take when I saw it.
Reindeer corn? And that's number two in Wisconsin. And then number one is peppermint bark. So no chocolate in Wisconsin. Wouldn't you think that being like the dairy state, that they would embrace the chocolate? Wouldn't you think that?
Oh yeah, I mean that would make sense. Or if they just have so much shit the rest of the year,
maybe this is their break from dairy. Maybe that's what's happening. The up in Wisconsin during the holidays. All right, let's take a break from the dairy. Peppermint bark, reindeer corn, and Starburst. All right. How about Washington? In Washington, candy canes are number one. Number two are Reese's Mini Cups. And Skittles are number three. So that seems right. Danny, you like candy canes?
They're fine.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't dislike them, but I don't also go out of my way for them.
Mm-hmm. In Oregon, number three is Snickers. You can have Snickers all year. Now, Dan, can you look up if there's a special holiday version of Snickers? Because they did have, for Halloween, I don't know if you noticed this, Dan, but they did have Snickers in a, like a Halloween package, but it was dark. So it was like scary. It was like it didn't have the regular like brown. It was like black almost. And so when I, because you remember when Dave Ennett brought in, the day after Halloween, Dave Ennett brought in that 50-pound bag of chocolate, of candy that they had left over, that the Ennetts had left over at their house from the trick or treat. And again, I just want to say, Dave Ennett gives out the good stuff. You know, if you're going to trick or treat, go to the Ennetts house, because he came in all top notch stuff. No crappy candy. None of the cheap stuff. None of the stuff that's like, ugh. All top-notch stuff. And that's when I noticed that the Snickers, like I took a couple of Snickers from the bag, and I noticed that they were in the... So I thought it was going to be, because of the package, I thought it was going to be dark chocolate. But it wasn't. It was regular... It was just a regular Snickers, but they just put it in a black wrapper to make it darker and maybe scarier for Halloween. So I don't know if they're doing a special...
It is regular Snickers, but in a special packaging.
But special packaging that has...
Like a ribbon and a wrapping around it.
Okay. So they like, in Oregon, they like Snickers third. Second would be candy canes. And then number one would be Reese's Cups Minis. This seems to be we seem to be hearing this one a lot. In California... They like Hershey's Kisses, number three. In second place is the peppermint bark. And in first place, again, Reese's Cup Minis. People enjoy the Reese's Cups, man. In Montana, number three is reindeer corn. I don't know how that could be as popular as it seems to be, according to this. Reindeer corn just sounds weird. Number two, Reese's Cup Minis. And number one, Reese's Pieces. So Montana likes a variety of Reese's products. So, Dan, you know who does the voiceover for the Reese's commercials, right?
I do not.
Will Arnett.
Ah.
Will Arnett. And, you know, they've been showing those, the Reese's commercials they've been going crazy. I mean, since Halloween, even all the way through now. There's like, you know, four or five Reese's commercials. Like, I watched wrestling last night, and there was a Reese's commercial at every single break. So, all right. All right, where do you guys stand on Christmas candy? 312-981-7200. Is it a big part of your Christmas celebration? And we'll find out what other states like, if there's any weirdo states out there that like weird candy. 312-981-7200. If you've tried reindeer corn, does it taste exactly like candy corn, but it just looks different? 312-981-7200 for talk and text. Let's break here for some weather. Welcome back, everybody. Two for Tuesday, Luke requesting some Huey Lewis. That's Hip to Be Square. Two for Tuesday, 312-981-7200. Dan, do you remember the video for Hip to Be Square?
I do not.
It's one of the most annoying videos of all time. And you know how I love me some Huey. But that is one of the most annoying videos of all time. If anybody remembers it, what they did was they had these tiny cameras that had, like, you know, the crazy warped fisheye lens thing. So they had these tiny cameras. They mounted one on the microphone, one on the end of a guitar. And the whole video was cut between, you know, all the different cameras that were aimed at the members of the band. It was the most annoying, I swear to you, man, the most annoying video, one of the most annoying videos of all time. It drove me nuts. I remember when it would come on, I'd be like, oh my God. And it was cut really quickly too, so it was very rapidly edited. And you've got, like, you know, like, it's like the camera is up Huey Lewis's nose, you know, because it's got that weird, there are little teeny cameras that they put on there, microscopic cameras. And then you could look up his nose, and then, It's not good. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we're live in the Allstate Skyline studio. We're here till 5 o'clock, and we're talking about Christmas candy. Is that something that you do with your family? Not a big big tradition in the history of my family. My dad's got the biggest sweet tooth of anybody. He's always walking around with candy. Always. My dad gives candy to people at Jewel. And, he's always got candy. Always got something. He's always eating something. He's eating something sweet all the time, my dad. So I don't know I really don't think that the holiday season or Christmas is a very special time, because it doesn't really, you know, it doesn't matter what time of year it is. My dad's going to eat, you know, candy or have candy on him. We got some texts coming in. If you want to join us via call or text, it's 312-981-7200. 781 area code says, Candelity store in Chicago has the old style candy. I've never heard of it. Candelity? They have the old style candy, so you can get your candy cigarettes if you want to be politically incorrect. Cleveland Tom says, aside from the traditional candy canes and peppermint bark, Christmas has always brought around Lindor truffles and the Reese's peanut butter trees. For me, 773 area code says we always have chocolate covered cherries on Christmas. 630 area code says when Cock Robin was around, they would have their English toffee on sale for Christmas. 301 area code says I like the tree shaped Reese's. I think we're discovering that everybody likes Reese's. That's what we're discovering here. Except for Dan, because Dan doesn't like peanut butter.
I make an exception for peanut butter.
Oh, that's when you make an exception? Oh, okay. Okay. Okay, let's see. We got Idaho here. Chocolate Santa's come in third. And number two is Hershey's Kisses, and number one is M&M's in Idaho. Now, the chocolate Santas, right? Isn't it disappointing when you, like, bite into a chocolate Santa and it's hollow? Like a crisp, like an Easter bunny, when you get the chocolate bunny and you bite it and it's hollow instead of all chocolate?
Yeah. Although I seem to recall it happening more with the bunny than the Santa.
Yeah, I think it's
more Santas are solid.
Yeah. But yeah, the bunnies are like, I remember, like, when as a kid, you know, eating a chocolate bunny and going, come on, man. this is just a shell of a piece of candy. This isn't a real piece of candy. And I know that Anderson's Candy Shop, who is a sponsor of this program, of this station, they have the solid bunnies during Easter. And they I think they go out of their way to make sure everybody knows. It's solid. It's a solid piece of chocolate. It is not a shell that you bite into and it's nothing inside. Let's see. 630 area code says, I bought a king-sized white chocolate Snickers just now at a Speedway gas station. 847 area code says, Nick, peppermint bark does contain chocolate. Oh, it does, doesn't it? It does. That's right. I totally forgot about that. Because you think peppermint, you don't think chocolate, but it does have chocolate. Yeah, people go nuts over that stuff. 847 area code says, what about the old-fashioned ribbon candy that comes out around Christmas? Oh, yeah. That's the candy that would be in the candy dish at your grandmother's house. You know? Along with the little, how about the little root beer barrels? The hard candy root, because hard candy in general, that's my parents are in their 70s, and a lot of the candy my dad carries around is the classic hard candy in the plastic wrapper. And they've got like three candy dishes on their coffee table in the living room. Hard candy. I don't know, when does that happen? When you hit retirement age? Is that suddenly when you start going, I gotta get the plastic wrapped hard candy?
Right.
The butterscotch candy, the hard butterscotch candy, the peppermint, the root beer barrels. There's a whole bunch of them.
Butterscotch.
Yeah. The old-fashioned ribbon candy that comes out at Christmas. That's real Christmas candy. All the other candy you can get year-round. So the old-fashioned ribbon candy, that's the real true Christmas candy. That's the test of Christmas candy is the fantastic hard ribbon candy. 773 area code says, Walmart has a section for the Christmas versions of all candy, from Lifesavers to Skittles, etc. Paul says, I think peppermint bark also comes in chocolate. Yes, it does. 262 area code says, Nick, Christmas candy isn't that big in our Christmas celebration. I love Reese's Pieces, but do not go in for the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Have you had a chance to try Reese's Pieces Peanut? Absolutely delicious. Jim in Carbondale, my mother always loved turtles at Christmas time. You see, that's another one. That's another one. Turtles is another candy that like is fine all year round. I mean, I guess they may have special packages for turtles at Christmas time, but turtles are acceptable all year round. So, all right, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We got some more texts coming in. We're going to go to a few more states and see if there are any weirdos out there that like weird candy in different parts of the country. Here's Lauren on WGN. Hi, Lauren.
Hi. I was at Fannie Mae's yesterday. It was a madhouse. They had Pixies on sale for half price.
Wow.
And it was terrific.
Wow. Okay. All right. We have we're over on Wacker Drive now, and right on the corner of Wacker and Michigan is a big Fannie Mae, and a big Fannie Mae store right on the corner of Wacker and Michigan, underneath the Blackhawks store. And it's all decked out for Christmas. Like, I mean, the whole place is like incredibly decorated, and it's all, I mean, it's all decked out for Christmas.
So, well, have a Merry Christmas.
All right. Take care, Lauren. There you go. Pixies. People were going nuts over the Pixies. I'm not talking about the band out of Boston. I'm talking about the candy. Isn't that, Dan, isn't that Fannie Mae on the corner of Wacker in Michigan really festive?
Oh, yes, very much so.
I mean, my God. I was sort of mesmerized by it the other morning. I was like, wow. Fannie Mae really, really, really going all out with their Christmas decorations. So, hey, Dan, speaking of decorating for Christmas, did you see the picture that of Melania Trump and the way she decorated the hallway again because she did last year. It was terrifying, and this year it was it's all red. And you have you seen what some of the people have been doing with it Photoshop wise?
No, I have not.
Okay. The best one they've added stuff to it, and, you know, but the best one was someone put Handmaid's hoods on top of the trees, cause, and it was just the first time I saw that I was like, okay, that's hilarious. Someone put the Handmaid bonnet on top of all, because the trees are all like big and red, and so they put the Handmaid's bonnet on top of it. People have a lot of time on their hands, man. They had a lot of time. I thought that was funny, though. So, all right, let's take a break, and we got the news coming up next here on 720 WGN. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline studio here until 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5, the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. Tuesday, 2 for Tuesday, wrapping up.
Yeah!
312-981-7200. Alan in North Carolina requesting Tracy Chapman with Fast Car. There you go. Hey, we'd love to hear from you. We're talking about Christmas candy. Is that a big thing in your house during the Christmas season? And we have gotten the most popular candy in each state. And I'm looking for some weirdo states maybe that like weird candy. So far, this reindeer corn is the only thing that I'm like, ugh. But here's the thing. I like candy corn, but just the phrase reindeer corn, I don't know. I don't know. Let's see. In Nevada, they like Starburst comes in third, Candy Canes comes in second, and Peppermint Bark comes in first. In Wyoming, it's Reese's Cups Minis in third. In second, M&M's, and number one is the Chocolate Santa. In Utah, M&M's come in third, Hershey's Kisses come in second, and Reindeer Corn comes in number one. Okay. 312-981-7200 is the phone number.
The thing that I find fascinating, because candystore.com does this around every holiday, I don't remember when we talked about it, candy corn coming up that much in the state's favorites. You know what I mean? Like, if it tastes the same, why wouldn't they also be enjoying it at Halloween?
Right. Because Halloween, people don't like candy corn.
Right.
That, you know, I mean, that's a popular opinion is that candy corn sucks. But suddenly, if it tastes exactly the same, why suddenly is reindeer corn okay, you know, 2 months later? You know?
Right.
It doesn't make any sense. Right. You're absolutely
right.
It's
the color. It's the color.
It's got to be. I mean, but it tastes the same. What, I mean, I don't know. That's weird. Ann in Lombard says, I always buy a big box of Godiva for Christmas Eve, and everyone loves it. There's someone, Ann, celebrating some lovely candy for Christmas. Doc says, I used to make chocolate-dipped pretzels. You get a variety of pretzel shapes. We use both white and dark chocolate and various Christmas sprinkles. That sounds good. Also, you know, in addition to, you know, the Snickers bars and stuff that Dave had as part of the Halloween giveaway, my favorite candy bar of all time. The Take Five. It's the greatest candy bar of all time. Take Five is pretzel, peanuts, peanut butter, caramel, chocolate. Five ingredients. That's why it's called the Take Five. It's the best candy bar ever. And it's got that great, and there's a pretzel in it. Well, I mean, what are we talking about here? .224 area code says, I put Lindor truffles in stockings every year. Wow. Okay. 815 area code says, that ribbon candy would stay in the dish at my grandma's house until it actually formed into one big mass. No one ate it, but it was always there. That's true, because it was sticky. The ribbon, that hard ribbon candy is sticky. And it did. If it stayed in the candy jar too long or the candy dish too long, it would be one big block of ribbon candy. What does that stuff taste? Is that peppermint? The ribbon cake? I don't even remember. I know I can visualize it. I mean, I see it. I can absolutely see it. I just don't remember what it tastes like, and I know I've tasted it. But is it, I mean, maybe there's different flavored ribbon candy.
According to Wikipedia, it's commonly made with extracts, often of different mint or citrus flavors.
Okay. Is it called ribbon candy?
It is, yes.
Okay. 405 area code says, my wife loves the chocolate-covered cherries. I love the chocolate orange ball. Oh, yeah. Which is milk chocolate with a hint of orange taste. I totally forgot about that. The chocolate orange ball. I totally forgot. Now, that's a Christmas. That's another Christmas. That's another pretty exclusively Christmas time candy. Wow, I totally, man, oh man, that just brought back, that just came back into my head. Dino says, I love Fannie Mae chocolate mints. And Fannie Mae has the plain peppermint bark without chocolate. The Ghirardelli peppermint bark has the chocolate. My guess is that people do prefer it with the chocolate. All right, Arizona, number three, Skittles. Number two, Hershey's Kisses. And number one, Reese's Cups Mini. The Reese's Cups is almost on every state's list. Wow. North Dakota, Reese's Cup Mini, Reindeer Corn and Chocolate Santas. South Dakota, Hershey's Kisses comes in at number three. Chocolate Santas comes in at number two. And Reese's Cup Minis. Why are they specifically the mini ones? Are those the because they're, I think they're all, they, I think the mini ones are the ones that are, that come in the holiday bags that have the green and red wrappers on them. They don't do that with the full size, with the full size Reese's Cups. Let's see. Nebraska, peppermint bark comes in at number three, M&M's at number two, and number one is Hershey's Kisses. Now, they're not specifying, Dan, whether it's regular M&M's or peanut M&M's.
The pictures make it seem like it's regular.
It's regular, just the regular chocolate M&M's?
And the in particular, the
holiday
green and red.
Yeah, the holiday-colored M&M's, regular. I prefer the peanut M&M's. I like the peanut M&M's more than the regular M&M's. M&M's are fine. They're good. They're tasty. It's a tasty little treat. I have no problem with it. Kansas, they like candy canes coming in at number three. Hershey's Kisses at number two and peppermint bark at number one. Oklahoma, coming in at number three is Skittles. Number two, reindeer corn, and number one, Starburst. That's a little weird. I mean, Starburst is good, but there's no chocolate involved. Again, no chocolate involved in Oklahoma. They don't like the chocolate. They got the Skittles, the reindeer corn, and the Starburst. Yeah. I found the weirdest. It would be the Dan, Louisiana. I don't know if this is a shock. Number three, Reese's Cups Mini. Okay, fine. Then number two, reindeer corn. And number one in Louisiana, Dan, is Pez. Everything is a little bit weirder in Louisiana. And I mean that in a good way, actually, because I love that place. Let's see. Here's Ann on WGN. Hi, Ann.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
Yes, I grew up in the Kansas City area.
Uh-huh.
And I grew up around Kansas City. And the big candy store down there is Russell Stover's.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Unfortunately, all you get is the boxed yuck in the stores up here. But when you go to a true store, during the holiday season, they make a hard candy collection called Satins.
Uh-huh.
And that just blows everybody out of the world. I mean, I've gone down there, bought cases, and people are like, ooh, hard candy. And they, as soon as they taste it, they're like, we want more.
What does it taste like?
It's just an indescribable, yummy, hard candy. It's a collection of them.
Okay.
Some of them are anisette. You have the lemon. You have a cherry. They're just absolutely delicious.
Wow, okay. And that's Russell Stover's. But you can't get those here, right?
You have to call or order online.
Okay.
And the other thing they make are these things called cocktail sticks. It's like a strip of hard candy, like a rod that's dipped in chocolate.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. We used, as kids, my dad would always bring my mother a box of them, and we were allowed one each.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. And she hid the container from us.
Because it would just get out of control otherwise.
It'd be gone.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So it's one of those things, and thank goodness I have family down there that sends me my satins and cocktail sticks every year.
There you go. That's not Christmas without them.
Oh, no. It's worth a 7-hour drive down there to pick some up.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. That's great, Ann. Thanks for the call.
Okay, then. Bye.
Take care. Bye. That's dedication, man. 7-hour drive to get satin and cocktail sticks? Wow. Let's see. Texas candy canes, number 3. Peppermint bark, number 2. Reese's Cups minis. Minnesota, Hershey's Kisses, number 3. Peppermint bark, number 2. Reese's Cups minis. In Iowa, they like their chocolate because it's Hershey's Kisses, number 3. Reese's Cups minis, number 2. And M&M's, number 1. So, and of course, in Missouri, number 3, Hershey's Kisses, number 2, Peppermint Bark, number 1, Starburst. Starburst has a few fans out there in states. Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's take a break here. We've got weather here, and then we'll come back and wrap up the Christmas candy talk here. If you want to jump in, it's 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. All right, wrapping up 2 for Tuesday for another Tuesday, and we'll do it again next week. Alan in North Carolina with Tracy Chapman. That's Give Me One Good Reason. All right, haven't heard those songs in a long time. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Coming up is Steve Grzanich with the opening bell, and coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio. Okay, we've been talking about Christmas candy. I want to get back to that in a second, but I want to mention before I get out of here, one more time. Tonight, my screening of Scrooged. I hope you can make it out. It's going to be a blast. Bill Murray in Scrooged. We're showing it at the AMC Rosemont 18, formerly MovieCo. Starts at 8 o'clock. Only $10 to get in. Parking is free. And the movie will begin at 8. But we're having a little party beforehand at the Murray Brothers Caddyshack restaurant, which is right down the street from the movie theater. And it's in Crown Plaza Hotel. And this is a tribute to Bill Murray and his brothers, and we figured it would be really a lot of fun, since we're going to be watching a movie with starring Bill Murray and his brothers, that it would be cool to have some food and just hang out at the Murray Brothers Caddyshack restaurant, which is a very cool place, especially if you're a fan of Bill Murray and the Murrays. It's really, really cool, filled with a lot of really cool memorabilia and stuff that you can buy, and the food is really good. And here's the special thing. The Murray Brothers Caddyshack restaurant's being really kind to the film club. If you're a member of the film club and you're going to show your ticket to see Scrooged, you get 15% off of all your food purchases. Once again, they're giving us 15% off food purchases if you're a member of the film club and you have your ticket for Scrooged. So get there at 6 o'clock. We're going to have some fun. It'll be very festive and Christmassy. And then we'll go over to the movie theater afterwards at AMC Rosemont 18. And at 8 o'clock, we will watch Scrooged. With Bill Murray, which is a very, very funny movie that's celebrating its 30th anniversary. So we'll celebrate that and much more. So, again, get your tickets for Scrooged at amctheaters.com. Go to the seating chart, pick the seats that you want. They'll be waiting for you tonight. And the movie begins at 8. And at 6 o'clock, we're all going to gather, have some food, and you guys can have some drinks and look around the really cool Caddyshack restaurant. And for a very Murray Christmas, as we're calling it, it's 6 o'clock. We're going to meet there, and that's at the Crown Plaza Hotel. And it's if you're a film club member, you get 15% off of your food purchase for anything that you eat tonight. So we're going to meet there at 6 at the Murray Brothers Caddyshack restaurant. 8 o'clock will be Scrooged at the AMC Rosemont 18, and it's all tonight. And if you want to make reservations or if you have any questions about the Caddyshack restaurant, you can call. It's in Rosemont at 847-443-3673. That's 847-443-3673 for reservations or information about the Caddyshack restaurant. It's going to be fun. We'll meet there at 6 and Scrooged at 8. So hope to see you all tonight. All right. We got a bunch of texts coming in. We've been talking about Christmas candy. Luke says, we always eat Fannie Mae caramels for Christmas time. It was a tradition that my mom started. 309 area code says Ferrero Rocher. 219 area code says, my aunt used to make those petite fours all the time. They were the ones that looked like little square cakes. 630 area code says, you got to love that fruitcake at Christmas time. Oh, no, you don't. I guess it depends on the fruitcake, you know, because like the terrible sort of generic hard as a brick fruitcake that gets shipped around from house to house, that stuff's nasty. But if someone makes like a homemade fruitcake, the key is, I can't eat this anymore, but the key is you soak the hell out of it in rum. I mean, it's just you've got all the fruitcake, you got all that stuff, but you soak it in rum. And it's completely like damp and moist from rum. That's the good stuff. That crap that comes in the container that people send to you, that stuff's terrible. 804 area code says, what about Virginia State? Well, they've got number 3 is Pez. Number 2 is peppermint bark. And number 1 is M&M's. 815 area code says red anise candy. My mom made it every year at Christmas. So a lot of people do. I guess the candy thing is a big deal, judging from the calls and the texts that we've been getting. 312 area code says the Hershey's Kisses are a peppermint and white chocolate swirl. 815 area code says Brock's chocolate covered cherries. We always receive boxes of them as presents. Six 630 area code says the best part about the chocolate orange ball is when you whack it on the counter and it falls into little segments. It's awesome. Having fun with your candy, interactive candy, as we like to call it. 708 area code says I have 2 clear glass trees. One I fill with regular M&Ms, the other with peanut butter M&Ms. Yum. No ribbon candy for the glass tree. How about Frango Mints? Classic. 336 area code says candy corn also appears in pastels and is marketed as Easter at Easter for bunny corn as bunny corn. What is it doing? 815 area code says peanut brittle. My dad and I made it every Christmas, and then I did it with my daughter, and now she does it with her son. It's the same recipe, and it's incredible. That's fun. A little tradition. Let's see. 815 area code says, no offense to Fannie Mae, but go for a box of C's candies. It's the best. Tom in Berlin, Germany. When I lived in Louisiana, Thanksgiving and Christmas meant pralines, often homemade. Sometimes store-bought. Praline's good stuff. 815 area code says, but everyone likes the Reese's Minis because they're much better. There's a much better peanut butter to chocolate ratio in them. Oh, I didn't even think about that. 309 area code says, my grandmother would make Divinity with red maraschino cherries and walnuts. I wonder if the reason Hershey's Kisses are so popular at Christmas is because the peanut blossom cookie recipe. Oh, yeah, that's another. Yeah. You put that
totally makes sense.
Absolutely. I totally forgot about that. Yeah, you put the Hershey's Kiss. You smash the Hershey's Kiss right in the middle of the cookie. 414 area code says Upper Michigan reindeer feet. It's black licorice shaped as deer hooves. Deer hooves? My God. Reindeer feet? That's even worse than reindeer corn. Or what is it? Is it reindeer corn? Yeah.
Yep.
816 area code says those Christmas sticks were originally made by Kansas City Family Company, and they were called Bogdan Reception Sticks Mr. Bogdan made them for his daughter's wedding reception. Women wore gloves then and would eat the stick. It was dipped in chocolate only about three quarters of the way. Well, there you go. All right, people, enjoy your candy. I'll tell you, learn something new every day. All right, 312-981-7200 is the phone number here on WGN. Dan, what do we got coming up on the show tomorrow, Wednesday morning?
In honor of our nation honoring former President Bush, we will talk to a Secret Service agent, a former Secret Service agent who can talk about what it's like serving a first family.
She's fantastic, too. We had her on before. She's a great guest. So, and Lindsey Cochran is going to join us, right?
As well. They are paying tribute to Elton John this weekend.
Yeah, so Great Moments in Vinyl, having a gig this weekend. They're going to play tribute to Elton John, and we'll have Lindsey Cochran and a member of the band Great Moments in Vinyl to talk more about that. So that's what's going to be on the show, Wildcard Wednesday. And then tomorrow morning, we will do the Oscar snubs movies that we didn't get to this morning. All right, let's take a break here on WGN. The news is coming up right after this.